What's poppin'? Drew and Mike show in the DealsNadie.com studios. The Wednesday show. We've got Mark Maz Brandon is back from his illness. And Joey. And we're live on Facebook, brought to you by Mesa Tacos and Tequila, getting ready for Cinco de Mayo. Yes, this is a Mexican food restaurant. Great Mexican food. I love the food. Maz likes the burger. I got the burger. I told you that.
Yeah, it's good. I had some of your chicken fajitas upstairs.
Oh, yes. Very good.
I like the leftovers.
Mm-hmm. I got a Cobb salad, too, a Mexican Cobb salad.
Oh, a Bob Cobb salad?
Bob Cobb.
Bob? Who's Bob Cobb?
The maestro.
Oh.
The maestro on Seinfeld. Bob Cobb.
The Mexican Cobb salad's very good, too. I'm getting hungry talking about this. Good thing we're going to the ball game tonight.
I can't wait. Are we almost done?
Not quite.
All right.
Going to the Tigers game is going to dinner for Maz. There's really no talk of baseball whatsoever.
Oh, yeah, we'll talk a little baseball.
Yesterday you texted me, I'm really hungry right now. Can we go to the game tomorrow? It starts at 6:40. It's perfect.
I know. What's with the early start?
I don't know. Pirates and Tigers. They're still over 500, I think.
Castellanos is back tonight.
At DH. Whoa, you are interested in the baseball part. Mesa Tacos and Tequila is 150 of the world's most premium tequilas, and Cinco de Mayo on Friday the 3rd, Sabado Cuatro and Cinco de Mayo, and 10% off if you mention Drew and Mike. And then, of course, we are heavily promoting 420 at the Reef.
Yeah.
For all your medical marijuana oils, extracts, CBD products, edibles, topicals, Mark and Trudy are at the Reef from noon to 2 p.m., on 420, they're open 9 to 9, 7 days a week, and the Reef is on 8 Mile, just east of Mound in Detroit. Visit findthereef.com, the biggest, the best, the Reef.
God damn it.
We're smoking reefer.
The knowledgeable and friendly staff will guide you in the right direction on Saturday, April 20th. Celebrate 420.
Look who it is.
And customer appreciation. It's Righteous Rick, I bet. I knew it. Why is he calling? Bring him up.
What do you want? I'm working.
You ain't working. Oh, what's up, Mark?
I'm working. We're doing the show right now.
Oh, well, then why'd you fucking answer then?
Because I wanted to know what you thought was so important.
Well, I wanted to just give you a little heads up that through videos and emails and that, we've been putting people together and names and who's who.
Whoa, let's stop talking with this guy.
Isn't he on tomorrow with you guys?
Tell him to drop a name, Mark.
Drop a name.
Yes, he's
Tom Davidson.
Who from Hollywood Squares?
Love him.
He did a play with him. But there's a message that we have to play over the air from Kathy Russell. She's
I don't know who these
people
are.
Who are these people? Yeah. I feel like I'm talking to Major Bill.
Is it Kerry Russell or Kathy Russell?
Rick, I will call you later. Okay.
Yeah, okay, dude.
Ask away. Right. What's so funny about the message?
Wait, what's so funny about the message Drew wants to know? Oh, he hung up already.
Okay.
Hang up the phone, Nancy boy! Save your money for when you call 1-900-MAKE-OUT with a guy!
Yeah!
I love that. I'm working. You ain't working!
What?
I somehow knew he was going to say that.
How about one of the people I work with at Zot? Stacy Bright.
Stacy?
She knows Rick. She knows Rick.
Really?
Yeah, Rick and they're family friends.
Cool.
Wait, they're family?
Yeah, family friends.
What does family friends mean?
I think...
Families are friends.
I think his father or something like that is the godfather of her daughter.
Oh, okay.
Is that a shout out?
No. I just brought that up because she brought it up to me yesterday.
Okay. Well, I'm glad Rick called.
Well, we're off to a I think we're gonna be great hearing, start today.
I think we'll be hearing from Rick a lot. This is weird. I got here from going to Bell Tire. Wait, that's another story entirely.
Bell Tire.
That's not a plug. I'm not getting anything for that. But the last almost week now, people have been congratulating me about WLLZ.
Yeah.
But I think, honestly, I should be congratulated by more people because I changed a tire.
Hey, all
I did.
Right. Wow.
I got a flat tire on 696 under an overpass.
Oh. By the way, I heard about this, and you didn't call me?
I called Gabara.
Why don't you call me?
Change those tires so fast.
He was on the golf course in Scottsdale, but he got Dan on the horn.
Yeah, what's with Dan? I could have done it.
He wanted it done quickly.
Oh.
I really was hoping that...
Yeah, I wasn't there.
Thank you, Dan.
I had visions of calling, like, someone to bring me a tire.
Yeah.
And when you call, and Guevara's like, oh, Ford Road Service. You go, 90 minutes.
I know.
How do you change those tires so fast?
And I'm on... I'm under an overpass. Cars was like, and I'm right near the Coolidge exit.
Oh God!
And it's so loud in the overpass, of course. So I'm like, okay. I couldn't remember. Do I have a spare? I have to inflate. What do I have? So I go back there. Oh, there's one of those stupid tires.
A donut.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, don't you feel like such an ass driving with one on?
Oh yeah, I know. It looks bad.
So I'm like,
your next car will get you a full size.
That'd be nice. Right. That's gonna be a requirement for my next car.
Will we got you?
And there's a jack, and I'm like, oh, okay. Wait, where's the lug nut wrench? And I see this screw on the side, and I'm like, oh, maybe I have to unscrew this.
Jack.
And it's so tight, I can't unscrew it, because this thing is going across the jack. And I'm like, that seems like that would be it, but I can't unscrew this. So this guy, Dan, from Zot, calls me from the service department, and I tell him the car, and he goes, I'm not sure. Let me go find one. So he goes out to one, opens the trunk. And he's looking at his, I think you have to unscrew that thing. So anyway, I banged it on the concrete a couple times, got it unscrewed, get the jack. I'm loosening the lug nuts. This tire is so flat, by the way. I didn't tell the story in the air, did I?
No. Okay.
What happened? Did you roll over something?
I don't know. The tire was so mangled and screwed. I mean, it was ridiculous. I hit something, obviously. So anyway, I'm getting the lug nuts off and I realize, wait, there's one lug nut that doesn't have any grooves.
You need the key.
What's that all about?
That's the lock.
Yeah.
No, so I
did. Do you have any idea where the key was?
In the glove box?
No. God. I have no idea. Oh. And I got the car with, I think, 7,000 miles on it, so it's not necessarily where it was originally in every case. So I called Dan. I thought, oh, that's theft proof something. There's something else here. And it's just like, I feel like I'm using
help.
Every brain cell in my head. I mean, every brain cell. I'm like, I feel like I'm marooned in the Andes Mountain like the guys in Alive on the plane. I mean, that's what it feels like.
You're ready to eat somebody?
Well,
you got hungry enough.
If I had to get that tire changed.
I call AAA. I'm sorry.
I seriously felt like, okay, I'm going to use all my brain power. I'm going to get this done. Somehow I'm going to get this tire. I mean, as if changing a tire is that big a deal. But it felt that way. So I called Dan. I'm like, Dan, is this lug nut without? Yeah, that's the anti-theft. There should be a connection in the glove box. And I look, there's this. Oh, there's my birth certificate. Wow, what's that doing there?
Yeah, what is that doing in your car?
No. So I checked the center console. It's in there.
All right.
Yeah. So I got it.
Thank you, Dan.
So the the car was jacked up at this point. And I go, hey, Dink, do I have to put the car down to take that off? He goes, yeah, you could cause a hell of an accident if you don't. So I'm like, okay. So, of course, I unscrewed it with the car up. I didn't want to put it all the way down.
I mean,
the car's
going.
So.
I applaud you.
Thank you.
You've already gotten like 10 steps more than I would have done.
I get the spare off, get the, what's that stupid?
Donut.
The donut tire on, and off I went.
Wow.
And I feel
that's
like.
That's out of traffic.
Instead of the WLZ, I feel like people should go, hey, congratulations on the tire, man.
Absolutely.
It's a bigger undertaking.
It feels kind of. I mean, it just felt like I worked harder. I mean, I was under so much pressure. I worked my brain. My brain was steaming after that.
I am a donut.
Thank God. Did you have to get somewhere quick at that point, or you just did not want to wait?
I don't want to sit under the underpass for 90 minutes. They said 90 minutes.
How long did it take?
Maybe a little longer.
What did it take you?
It took me
with all the calls
20 minutes,
and everything.
Because I talked to Guevara.
That's 20 good. Minutes. It's great.
I decided
how
my.
How do you change those tires so fast?
When it happened, I thought, okay, my phone's going to get me out of this somehow. And then when I realized my phone was not going to get me out of it, it was like, oh my God, I have to rely on myself. No!
Wow.
Where was it at?
The overpass.
Like, how close were you to home?
Well, I was just shy of the Coolidge exit.
Especially just Uber home and deal with it later.
I thought about that. But
what you should have done is call me.
I have no wheels.
You should have called me, traded in while I was on the road. I could have brought you a new car and taken that one back.
And that car was going nowhere without somebody towing it.
I would have towed it for you. Sorry.
Oh, exhausting.
So, yeah, that was really something. Well, so anyway, today.
Dave Murphy said you should get a NASCAR jacket now. just for changing that title.
No, I think I should.
I agree with him.
I thought there'd be tweets. Hey, congratulations on the tire, man.
Now there will be.
You can put,
you can put all NASCAR. You like NASCAR?
You can put all the sponsors on it. Zot 4, Deals in the D.
It's a good thought.
If you ever get involved in NASCAR, it's like tasting a fine wine. Once you taste fine wine, you don't want the $3 stuff.
You know what I'm going to get you? I'm going to get you one of those jumpsuits.
Really?
You know,
quid pro quo?
No.
Really? I'd love one of those. I felt like I was on a pit crew. Yeah,
from Zot. I'll get you one.
I'm qualified to be in a pit crew.
You're in.
So
you're in.
Anyway, that was...
Start your engines.
That was intense. And today, I realized, I've been driving 4 days with a donut. And I've been noticing other cars with donuts. I'm like, oh, my God. It looks so stupid. And you notice, like...
I am a donut.
If you notice a really old car with a donut, it's like... That donut's been on that car
a long time.
That is the wheel. And it's like, I don't want people thinking this is my fourth wheel. I've got to do something about it. I put it off all day, went to Bell Tire at, I don't know, 130, 145. And, of course, there's so many cars there. I'm like, they're not just going to throw a couple of tires. It's not going to happen. So I called you, and all the tires are, I have 38,000 miles. So it doesn't even make sense to put two tires on, really.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I call Maz. Maz is on the way.
Yeah.
So he came out of his way from 75, came right over to 13 in Southfield.
Yeah.
Good, because I offered to pick you up, and I'm really glad you didn't ask me to come get you.
Well, I knew he was on the
way.
I thought
he might be
on the way. So I get in the car, and what is playing at pretty high volume? Open Arms by Journey. And Maz looks extremely content.
He wanted to greet you with that song.
What station were you on?
I think I was on Love.
You sent me a picture of a song that was on.
Yeah, it was one of our favorite songs from Engelbert Humperdinck. After the Lovin'.
But you were on the Love Channel. That's what unnerved me.
Well, I know it unnerved you because you never wrote me back. You never wrote me back after that.
I know the song, but I know. It's not one of my favorites.
I figured
songs.
I said it because we just talked about Engel.
I've sent a couple to you recently, too. That's called Olsening.
Olsening.
Because Mary-Kate and...
Yeah,
and they were calling each other when a song was on, and they would the other car would flip to the dial. Yeah.
Like,
oh, my God, Cheryl Crow's on 106.1. So anyway, when you send a picture of a song that's on...
It tells you
person,
to go to that
that's
song.
That's Olsening.
Got it. I like that.
Hoo-ah. I thought it was pretty cool.
You're really hip, man.
Yeah, Olsening. I think that's got legs, doesn't it?
Yes,
Olsening.
Yes, yeah. You change tires. You Olsen. You're right there.
So if you run into me, congratulate me on the tire. I mean, LLZ's great too, but I mean, the tire was huge.
Definitely worthy of at least a T-shirt.
A T-shirt. Well, the NASCAR suit would be great.
We'll get you. I'll take care of you.
Maz did not change the dial either. There's no way.
I pumped it up.
The song was coming off.
I just come off, Bruce Springsteen, Born to Run.
Wait, that was on the Love Channel?
No, it was on like another channel. Then I switched it off when I didn't like what was coming up on the other channel. I hop around. Yeah. I just don't sit on Love.
Yeah, you scan.
I scan.
That reminds me of the LLZ thing. I was reading messages on the fan page. Steve Perry. Oh, he's soft. Why were we saying? What did he do that made us put out the YouTube thing about his softness?
He was on GMA and he had a very emotional new album, didn't he?
Was there something with somebody in the audience or something? But it was beyond soft. It was like soft Hall of Fame.
Yeah, but that really got the ire of the Steve Perry fans.
I know.
The Perry Army.
Yeah, got a lot of downvotes.
I'm pretty scared of those people. How many downvotes do we have? Have they increased?
54 downvotes.
54 downvotes, and the comments are pretty funny.
Are there any new comments?
No, they're all... Well, here's one.
Curtis says, I'm not going to congratulate you for something you should know how to do. I knew how to do it, Curtis, but the lug nut wrench wouldn't come off the jack. So I wasn't sure. I mean, it used to be you had a lug wrench, a jack.
Yeah, back
and
in the
a
day,
tire,
it was
a real tire.
The old jacks were better, let's face it.
They were.
These little pieces of crap that they give you. Then you got to find the groove underneath. Before you threw the big jack under.
I found the groove.
Yeah,
you
bring it. I'm not going to say you jack it up, but you do.
Oh, man, Curtis. I don't want to give me any credit.
I had to change a tire on my 74 Coupe de Ville right outside the Lincoln Tunnel one time.
Ooh.
And I feared for my life as well.
Well, you know how it felt. People should have congratulations on the tire, man.
They should have. Thank you. Long time ago, though. It was only $5 to get over the tunnel at that point.
Congratulations. So, how'd that song go the other day? Instead of celebrate, didn't she change it?
Congratulate good times. Come on.
It's congratulations.
Ridiculous.
Tom would know what we're talking about, though.
Hey, I listened the other day.
Whoa.
Yeah, I'm starting to listen now.
Man, wow. I want you to know that.
I'm starting to listen.
Congratulations, everybody.
Thank you.
He had no filter on, too.
Yep.
Wow.
I'm starting to listen. I'm breaking in. I'm trying a little at a time here.
What'd you
trying
think of
to
the
wean
show?
Myself off.
What do you think of the Drew and Mike show?
I love it. I love it. I'd love to be a part of it one day.
You know what I laughed really hard about? No Filter Sports, which, by the way, there's a new episode. I thought it was very good.
On Tiger Woods.
Check it out on the Red Shovel Network. Is that Eli was saying that he shed a tear when Tiger won, and Denny was just livid about this. Like, oh, you don't even have a tear in your body. And then he mentioned that you were just tearing into the heating and air conditioning guy for 10 minutes before the show.
Are we allowed to play that audio? Do we have to get permission from them, Brandon? Do you know?
I don't think so.
Because that audio before the show is hilarious. I shed a tear listening to it. It was so great.
It's no filter.
Denny also said they were trying to come up with the meaning of Tiger's victory, and Denny wasn't happy. He said, I'll tell you the meaning, $2.1 million. That's how much you won. And they're like, oh!
And they were saying that was like 2 cents to him.
I know. But all the Nike money, too, look at it.
No, $2 million bucks is a lot of money.
That was a lot of money beyond the $2 million, too. Though I'm not saying it was all about the money, but to act like it, I just didn't feel, was not feeling emotional. And he's a robot anyway.
Well, no, it was great to see.
No, I enjoyed. That's the weird thing. I was rooting for him. I really was.
And I love the early start, too.
I did, too. That was great.
See, it was almost like being on Central Time.
As far as...
I think it was over by...
A comeback and seeing a guy overcome... I mean, some of the stuff was his own fault and some of it wasn't, but it was a great, great comeback. There's no question.
Nice comeback!
But I hate that it always has to be made something larger.
No, it's not. It's just a great sports story, if you ask me.
I thought so.
But after all, like you pointed out yesterday, he just put a ball in a slightly larger hole.
Yes, which led to his penis getting inside many, many, many women and people wanting to create enough friction to make him blow up because he can put a ball in a slightly larger hole.
I liked your Earl Wood stories the other day I was listening to. I didn't know a lot of those.
Oh, the drawers full of dildos? Every drawer in the house.
You know, give me a chance. I'm starting to get on it.
You got a bunch of, you got about 712 episodes to catch up on.
That's fine.
That's not including best ofs.
The Tiger Woods book that came out. Was that Pearlman? No, it wasn't Pearlman, was it?
He did one. I'm not sure if that was the
new Tiger Woods book. Oh, my God. It was brutal. He was terrible, horrible to everyone except his sponsors.
I looked at him
the way. The only people he would be even remotely nice to.
I looked at him when he hugged it out with the caddy, and I was like, how many caddies has he gone through to get to this guy?
Where's Fluff?
Fluff, he killed. Fluff. He killed off Fluff.
Somebody was saying, I think maybe it might have been Eli was saying Fluff had a huge ego, too.
Oh, I'm sure he did. I'm sure he did.
Fluff? He's a caddy.
I'm a caddy
as much as Fluff is a caddy. Anyone's a caddy. Your daughter Lily's a caddy.
Oh, she is a caddy. I made her watch.
Does she have an ego from it?
I made her watch the last hour with me.
Lily.
I mean, I hate that Fluff or any of these caddies are like, yeah, I'm a big pump, probably 3 strokes. Yeah. Probably 3 stroke difference.
Easy.
No, you're not hitting any balls. You're carrying the bag. Shut up.
You're his psychologist.
I mean, I don't know. That's like the jockey in horse racing. You're just
No. The jockey's
dragging your ass around the course.
The jockey is a very big reason for that horse to win.
If they removed the jockeys, the same horses would win.
They would not.
They would. Yes, they would.
Horses are wild. They're running all over the place.
Right. They don't even know because they don't know they're racing.
They do know
the jockeys. Just no, they don't.
They enjoy it.
Why would they run everywhere?
Because they need someone to get on them to steer them.
Do they know they're being
killed? Where they're going?
Do they know they're being killed when they break a leg?
Well, they don't want to suffer.
Did you see they killed another one at Santa Anita? That's what a great sport. They've only killed, 25 since Christmas?
Listen,
the goal? Is that the goal to be the fastest or to be the first one to be dead?
Did they kill it? Wait, can you tell me this? Because I don't know.
Why did
they kill it because the horse is so injured it can't make any more money for the owner?
No, because it can't live. Because a horse wants to keep running. They won't rest. Once you put
traction?
They tried doing everything. Don't you remember when they put Barbaro in the swimming pool?
Yes, I do. I do remember that.
I don't.
They can't not run. They cannot.
Well, what a dumb animal then.
You have to be off your leg.
That's ridiculous. They can't put him in traction? They can't knock him out?
I don't know. I don't know anything about that. I just know.
Sounds to me like there's a financial incentive to knocking him out.
No, that's not true.
Let me check this out. Well, why wouldn't they put him in traction?
Probably could. I mean, they put Barbaro in it because, you know why? His jizz was worth a lot of money. Well, it was. I mean, that's why they tried to save Barbara. They beat him off all as fast as they could.
If they don't know to rest when they're injured, then how do they know the wear on the course?
Because they have the jockey.
Rest.
Why doesn't the jockey
just run no matter how injured they are?
Why doesn't the jockey tell him to rest if he steers him?
Yeah.
I don't want to talk to you guys. It's true.
Let me check this out. True. This might be what we were looking for. I wanted to get off Facebook Live just in case I needed to edit any of it.
Oh, okay.
Let's see. This was prior to the No Filter show.
The whole green jacket.
I agree.
I fucking hate those guys so much.
What are we wasting this now?
Okay.
For? Is
it legit for me to bring it up?
Yeah, sure.
Hell yes.
When you got little fucking green jacket fly, whoever the fuck he was afterwards
right,
in the Butler cabin, I couldn't watch that shit.
Fuck, but other than that,
this is the show I want to see.
A real No Filter.
I'm irate today.
Little fella.
I got a little fucking dog who's driving me crazy.
Kill the motherfucker.
What's wrong with your dog? What's wrong?
Nothing. He's just very needy, you know. And,
all my dogs are too. Tell
God
me about
so
it.
So is ours.
Fuck. My wife
all
is like.
Does is eating
my
shit.
Wife is gallivanting all over Florida, sitting at the pool, not helping me out at home.
And you're home with the dog. My old lady's
up goddamn
in New York
dog.
City. She's not coming down here until Thursday. I got my two babies here. They're driving me fucking nuts.
Mine are driving me
here's
fucking
the call.
Nuts.
Such fucking problems.
You well, know what? I'm going to kill these people.
Heads up, dog.
Hello? I'm good. Hold on a second. I called you this morning, and I have an appointment for tomorrow, and I've gotten two texts saying that they're going to be there. I'm in the middle of something. Is there anything you need to tell me besides the fact that the guys are going to be there in the morning and call me? Hello? Why are you calling me?
Here's how exhausted he is.
Okay. I called this morning and made it and confirmed it over the phone, and I've gotten two texts since. So I'm in. You can come, and I'm ready for you.
Wait for
okay?
it. Wait for it.
Thank you.
What the hell was that about?
Because I made an appointment with a goddamn heating and cooling. Leave me the fuck alone. I already made the appointment. This
you
is
know,
the third
that,
time within 2 hours they want to confirm the fucking appointment.
Isn't that what they do? Everybody does that too. You know, I already confirmed the appointment. Cable guy.
Jesus Christ! Can we do the show already?
And she didn't even. She couldn't even answer me. She was a.
Fuck! I got to be somewhere Thursday.
I'm so fucking on edge today.
Yeah.
God damn
going,
it!
Are you going Thursday?
I don't know, but I know I got to be some fucking place. I can't
all right,
leave.
Let's go.
Take it easy.
I would love to be a part of that show.
Isn't that great?
What?
Funny.
What?
Is whoa!
What? What?
You applying?
I'd love to apply to that show.
Really?
Really? Well, here's your job interview with the network head.
Yeah, there's Red Shovel Network applications upstairs.
Okay. Here's your interview.
That's the show I want to be a part of. But that's the way
I want. What can you bring
that's
to that show?
That show's a lot of fun, I'm telling you.
That's what I want to hear.
It's like, well,
I find that quite insulting.
Why is that?
Why don't you want to be a part of this one?
I've been asking for fucking how many years to be a part of it?
You don't listen.
Three at the most.
Right. You're right. Podcast will never go off. Sports radio. I was part of sports radio.
Sports True. Radio.
I was part of
have
sports
you talked
radio.
To Sports Radio Detroit?
No, I haven't, but I love those guys.
I do too.
They won our contest.
I know. They're very good. They're
great. They got Trudy over the top again.
I know.
I mean, what fans?
We got Trudy.
I know.
Over the
what
top.
Fans?
I know. I wonder how many.
I don't think.
They said there was over 50,000 votes just in the final.
Can I say this?
50,000 votes?
I don't think if you put any woman against Trudy. That no one would beat her.
That was just
because
the
nobody here would let her lose.
No,
you're right.
Amazing.
There was some concern.
Yeah, they won't let her lose.
Allison Martinek was putting up a fight.
Allison, very nice girl, but
and lost.
I know. I don't
sorry.
Know how you
sorry,
stop.
Not
how
sorry.
Do you stop Trudy? How do you stop this show? I don't think it can be done. Although some people on the fan page were bitching.
Uh-oh.
What were they bitching
I actually leaped in on the fan.
Whoa,
page.
You did?
I did.
What'd you leap on?
Two things.
What happened?
Sorry, not
come on,
sorry.
Fill me in.
All right, I'll tell you in a second.
All right, don't forget our Twitter battle, too. You against me.
Oh, yeah. Maz and I are both at 11,200.
11,200. You've taken the lead. You're almost up
well,
to 11.3.
I had just crossed the line, and Maz is at 11,000.
I was 11,225.
225, and I said, let's have a race to 11.3.
And I said to you what? You're going to win. There's no question.
Well, I thought it would take work, but I gave you a handicap.
You did. You did.
But I haven't made it to 11.3 yet.
You're close.
I know. I'm at 11.288.
11.293.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. Anybody new on there that's exciting?
You moved up five.
Peter
from
Smythe
earlier.
Is following me on Twitter now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What's he doing?
I don't know. He's I think he's still in New England.
No.
With family, etc. Yeah. But he might be getting popping back into the business.
Yeah.
I think he's looking around, thinking about it. Been retired a couple of years, maybe a little bored.
Ann Erickson recently followed you.
Who?
Ann Erickson, radio host.
Oh, she's from iHeart.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Our friends at Zot Ford and Holly and DealsInTheD.com are excited to celebrate spring by offering you 5 new Fords under $100 a month. They did get it all shoveled out. There was snow there. Was that yesterday?
Yep. It melted. You know, we got it done quick. It melted quick, thankfully.
How much shoveling did you have to do?
I didn't have to do any, but it made great snowballs.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was a great pack of snow.
Lease a new 19 Ford Fusion Hybrid as low as $77 a month. Or you could really splurge on the 19 Ford EcoSport as low as $81 a month. The 19 all-wheel drive Ford Escape as low as $82 a month. Then there's the brand new 19 Ford Edge SEL as low as $93 a month. But what about this? The 19 Ford F-150 Super Crew XLT 4x4 at $98 a month? How can it get that low?
I know.
Is there action out there?
Yeah, there's action.
Is there?
Truck month was last month, but it's really, this month is just as good on the trucks. They've been flying out.
What are you at now?
I'm at 6.
6. Oh, man,
considering I had the first
again.
Week, I had the first week off, and
oh, that's
I'm making
right.
a comeback. Here's the good thing about the truck. Our truck, we offer extra money if you have a GM or Dodge truck.
Yes,
there's extra money from Ford to come in and get a new F-150 to trade your GM or a Dodge in.
Okay, that's Wednesday's commercial.
Yes, of course. Steve will understand that. Plus, we're giving you $2,500 for any trade in. You want to roll it in, whatever?
$2,500.
Really? Yep. Okay. Just get it to me.
Wow. Okay, that's 20 seconds of Thursday.
There you go.
Hall Financial is the top mortgage company in Michigan for client service, big supporters of the show, and they're the team to go to if you're looking to purchase a home or refinance. You've heard it from our listeners. Over 500 five-star reviews because Hall always puts you first. 72% of Hall Financial's business is referral. Realtors trust them. Their clients love them. So, many ways to reach Hall Financial, drewandmike.hallfg.com. You can click the link on our website, Drew and Mike Show, fill out the online form, and they will contact you. They'll be crunching whatever numbers you need if you want to shorten the length of your mortgage, take money out of your home, refi. God, they do a lot of refi. And if you have some credit issues that other people are saying bye over, Hall has really helped some people of ours who have had a wrinkle or two in the past. And they went to bat for him and got things done. Go to drewandmike.hallfg.com. You won't be disappointed. NMLS number 1467435 or 248-308-5000. So, is he going to be pissed we played that?
We'll clear him.
There's a lot of fucks.
He's not
going to
be
there.
Pissed.
No, I wouldn't think so.
He's not.
Honestly, I don't think I've ever heard it. He was really bummed out. And he's usually, Eli's kind of a tornado. But he's usually not that upset. I don't know what was going on.
No.
He was upset about
that,
you know,
dog.
The white privilege at Augusta.
By the way, just going back to that.
Does he know Hootie? Does he ever hang out back
sure
in the day?
Sure, I don't know. That's a good question. He's been there, but.
What did he used to say? What did Hootie used to say? I think they're coming in now.
I believe they're coming in now.
We miss Hootie.
We've got Hootie.
It's only been gone a couple of years.
Do we have any Hootie
tape? I believe they're coming in now.
Yeah, which he said every year.
And Jim, I believe they're here.
I'm like, he had no idea.
Oh, it's I believe
the
they're coming in now.
The most spontaneous event in Butler Cabin.
It's beautiful.
Going back to Tiger Woods, because there was so much effort to make this. Oh, it's so much bigger than a win. And I felt like it wasn't. It was
his
15th major.
Kid.
It was a great comeback. He can now maybe he can get to 18. Yeah, I understand all that. But as far as, you know, Tiger changing golf because, you know, this multiracial kid in an all-white sport at country clubs that, you know, have not been real generous about.
I believe that's
minorities.
True.
How many black golfers are there? I mean, honestly, I don't know.
I don't know.
Is it 20%, 30%?
I couldn't tell you. No? I don't go to golf.
Because I remember when he came up, it was like, oh, my God, all these black kids are golfing now that never would have golfed before. So are they golfing in the
what happened to tour? What happened to all the kids that are supposed to play baseball? It's Latin now. What, 80% Latin?
Yeah, yeah. Black people are not playing baseball.
Black,
either.
White.
I don't know.
Doesn't matter.
I don't know what the is there a reason? Does anyone give a reason for that?
For what, baseball or golf?
Baseball,
I mean, golf's
or golf.
Expensive.
Well, golf's expensive, but I mean that implies that no one who is black can possibly afford golf, which is ludicrous. Of course they could.
Well, I just mean inner city in general, black or white,
inner city, a lot
of people don't play golf.
Inner city people can't afford a lot of things, yeah. But I mean, that suggests there's no black people living in the suburbs.
Well, it's a lot easier to pick up a basketball to play a basketball. It's a lot easier to pick up a wiffle ball to play a wiffle ball, stuff like that. Football, you throw a football around. Golf is different. Where are you going to hit a golf ball?
I'm not a member of a country club. Black people in country? Because I was like, oh, my God, look at this. What's her name? At Augusta.
Conalingus Rice?
Hey, Conalingus Rice is a member. Oh, look at the barrier, but another barrier being broken. I mean, they would have you believe
Conalingus Rice
that there's just black people all over Augusta now.
There's not.
I don't even think there's black people all over Chandler Park, which is in Detroit.
The first golf I've watched in a long time was the Masters, and I saw a lot of white guys golfing.
No doubt. You know what? What's the one right there in Huntington Woods? I drive by it every day, and I can't even think of the name of it.
Rackham?
Rackham. There's always a lot of black people golfing there.
Yeah. There always have been. Yeah. I've only played golf there a couple times, but it was a very multicultural golf course for whatever reason. Right. I don't know if it's
Chandler
the location
Park
or...
would be like that, too, on the east side.
But honestly,
I don't know. I haven't golfed in so long.
Black!
Yeah. When Tiger Woods started, I just remember a lot of people suggesting that, hey, look at all these black kids playing golf, and this is great, and, you know, it's real effort going
maybe
on.
Maybe it takes more than one person in one generation to create some kind of change.
Well, so were those people not all playing golf?
I don't know.
I don't think they were, Drew.
Were they not good at golf?
No, I think he probably lit the lamp for a lot of them, a lot of kids.
Aren't any of them playing? Are they on college teams now? Are they just too young? I don't know. I'm just asking. I don't know. I mean... You know,
like I said, it's a lot easier to pick up a basketball, a baseball.
I bet you don't
football.
Even have any black people here.
Yeah. No, I understand that. I mean, there doesn't seem to be any shortage of black people in the NFL or the NBA. And the fact of the matter is, the way it is, the sports has a very egalitarian nature about it when it comes to winning because when people want to win, they really don't give a shit what you are.
No, not at all.
Win the game.
Till the game's over.
So anyway, I jumped in on the fan page because there was mostly really nice comments about WLOZ, and then I feel misled. No new material. It was all best of, and I don't understand this. So I think
the article said.
That's what I thought. So someone said, well, that's the way I understood it, and what do you want to work 7 days a week?
An hour and 45 minutes a day? What's the big deal?
Do people really think it's an hour and 45 minutes a day?
First of all, there's none shorter than 2:15 usually.
No, there are not. I don't think there's any podcasts that are an hour and 45, to my knowledge. Actually,
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Ironically, I would kind of like to go short today, but an hour 40, that it just all the drops and the production and the phone call, that all just comes together in an hour and 45 minutes. There's no advance work whatsoever.
Or post.
Social media, that just happens. You pay somebody. That department takes care of that.
Or the drops.
Or the advertising. The people just send checks. We don't have to talk to them or anything. It's great. Really? Come on.
I think most people understand.
Boner line takes 5 minutes.
Oh, we know how long the boner line takes.
Oh, my God.
No, I wonder, is this person being real? And then
good. No, that's good. It means
the calls are all concise, right, Brian?
I'd rather it sounds like there's not much work to it.
Well, I don't want people to suggest that people are dying trying to get it out every day, but there's a lot of work. And it reminds me of, and this is a phenomenon I notice of all shows, whether they're on TV and they're big network shows or even a radio show in a local market like Detroit. When you've been doing it a long time, you get those people go, I've been phoning it in since 2000. It's like, wait, why? Phoning it in? Are you serious? No, nobody is phoning.
Is it 10 hours a day, isn't it? I put in work.
No one ever phoned it in. And, God, I haven't been doing anything since 2005. Oh, my God, there's nothing. Wait, isn't there anybody better than that guy? Oh, my God.
Man, this guy's radio career is shot.
And one guy even said, most of the comments are really nice, but, of course, I remember all the shitty ones. Mm-hmm. One guy said, that's the end of Wheels. I thought they're onto something. First Ted Nugent, now this.
Oh, Baba.
So those 6 hours a week are going to destroy all of the 162 other hours. Those 6 hours, you're out. Ted Nugent and now this.
Wait, what's wrong with Nugent?
Ted, where you at?
Ted is very aligned with guns and the right, and I guess he just doesn't like Ted Nugent, or I think he calls
honest question, when you hear like an artist or a song, do you immediately think about their, I guess, everything outside of the song?
I think with R. Kelly,
you would.
I think if you either like a guy or you don't like a guy or a girl, that might be it. But other than that, you want to listen to hear what
I do to some degree. I think I do separate the two things. Yeah. But if I really like something, I think, you know, it's not like you can make a song go away. Michael Jackson's not going away. In spite of what Aaron Carter might want to do, or however much he has to pay Rick to get his phone back.
Yeah, you better watch. Don't ruin Rick's run here. By the way, LLZ puts on the show for 6 hours. That's already more programming in those 2 days than sports radio did the entire weekends of the almost three years we were alive.
More local programming.
Yes, that was more local programming.
It's one of the greatest mysteries.
In those two freaking days. And how many times did you ask to put a best of on?
I know.
At that time.
What was that?
I don't know. Just so many. I can't.
I like that you commented on our former boss's new job, though. That was pretty cool.
Oh, Jason?
No.
No, the other one.
Oh, Dave, sure. I was happy for him. He's working for the ALS
Foundation.
Oh,
I know. I read your comment.
What's Dave doing?
He's working for the ALS Foundation in Carolina.
ALS?
Yeah.
Is that is there a sports
W-A-L-S?
Angle
W-A-L-S?
No, Lou Gehrig's disease.
Oh. No, is there a sports angle there besides Lou Gehrig?
No sports angle. It's just trying to raise money.
What about
to
sports? Wasn't he in sports radio?
He was, but.
Okay.
And what did you comment?
I don't remember.
Is he happy with it? Is he still friends with Joe Walsh?
I'm not sure.
And Kevin Cronin?
I don't know. What did I say, Mark? You know better than I.
You guys got a good one. What's your comment?
I did say that.
A good one.
In other words, I told the ALS Foundation, you hired a good guy.
Oh, really?
Why did they clear it through you before they hired him?
The guy that let me go, essentially. And they got a good one?
There you go. Now we're to the crux of it.
I swear to God, I never even thought of that.
I know you didn't.
Never. See, I separated. It's a separate.
His art.
I'm a separate. I'm sorry, Drew. I'm going to go back on here and scratch that comment right now.
Don't worry about it.
Going on it right now. I'm taking the fucking comment.
It's
on
to bust your balls.
It's all right.
I'm worthless.
Oh.
LLZ is saying, talking about the ghoul. That's pretty good.
Yeah. The ghoul. The ghoul passed.
Doug's on. Yeah.
Is that a non sequitur, man?
I didn't mean to. Yeah. That's the first thing I wanted to take
I
off
bring
the
nothing
Dave Short
to the
thing.
Table.
Just popped up. That's a Tom
Sequitur. I bring nothing to the table. There's my girl.
I have no skills.
Self-proclaimed zero, except when she has her following. She's an influencer, which is amazing that she can influence people when she's a zero otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
Give her that following, and all of a sudden, it's like Popeye's spinach. She wants to influence everyone in the best way only, I'm sure.
I am nothing without my following.
Did you see another influencer die taking a selfie?
That was exactly where I was going.
Yeah. Beautiful girl.
Breaking news. She is gorgeous.
Jessie did get her Instagram back and all 120,000 of her followers.
Oh, my God. I didn't know she had huge cans. Look at those cans.
Yeah, that's why she has only 20,000
followers. Wow. Yeah. Well, good for you.
She's really not.
Whoa. Click on that one.
I don't think she's that attractive, to be honest.
That's a nice body, though.
What's her name?
That's
I want to
nice,
check her.
But
she's more likable than when you hear.
I have no skills.
So she did get all of her stuff.
What's
she
her name, Brandon?
She can't work.
So, I'm in the middle of editing. And my Instagram account got deleted. And I'm trying to get it back. I'm calling everybody I can. And
squeaky wheel gets the grease.
Poor thing.
Yeah. So she did get back.
Are there any comments?
Let's see.
On any of her Instagram
Who
posts?
Who advertises? Okay, she brings nothing to the table. She's a zero. She can't work 9 to 5.
21-year-old scum.
Well, that's what she wrote, but then someone report. You lost fake followers. Why are you crying? I lost 750,000. I didn't even say a word. I like that he made it about himself.
He did.
More comments?
Doesn't look fake followers. This account is trash.
I'll pay you good. Don't need no 9 to 5. Fucking creep.
God.
She's $20,000 in debt because she spent it on awful wigs, eyelashes, and lip injections, not from college. Okay. Who are you trying
to
fool? I
have no skills.
I don't understand why she's $20,000 in debt. She said, I make $100,000 a year with my followers, and I can't go back to college because I'm. Why doesn't she pay the $20,000 with the $100,000 she made?
I'm worthless.
Wouldn't that make sense?
She doesn't know how.
I have no skills.
I'm reporting her.
What's her name again?
Jesse Taylor.
I have no job qualifications. I could never work a normal job. I'm not work material.
Who advertises on this shit?
Well, she has like a OnlyFans.com page where people, I think they pay her $11 a month for exclusive for content. Which, it's probably nudes.
She doesn't have any sponsored posts.
Someone pays her $11 a month for nudes? That slob?
Yeah, they want to see your titties. Oh, God, she is kind of...
She's big.
Oh,
she's
I didn't see
that. Not that pretty either. Look at her face.
Oh, I just saw the boobs and the butt.
Is this exclusive content?
Oh, she's gross.
You mean tell me this is so exclusive because she's one of a kind that people will pay $11 rather than all the free content that's available? Really?
Hey, while we're on Instagram, let's see what Clayton's up to.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Clayton's always.
Clayton hasn't sent me anything lately.
You were referring to the Andrea Norton who fell from a rock formation posing for a selfie.
Yeah.
Beautiful 20-year-old girl. And I was thinking about this. Are we in a stage of Darwinism that favors less attractive, less narcissistic girls? Because the really attractive girls who can get the followings and all the likes, they're taking the crazy pictures.
Yeah.
So they're the ones dying.
That competition's really killing themselves off.
Yeah. And the less attractive girls are going, I can't get the likes. They have low self-esteem, but they're living.
Look at Clayton's new picture.
God, he's a stud.
Wow, he's nude.
Standing on a rock for me.
Is behind just a rock that's jutting out.
Oh, my God, that's the hottest picture.
He's awesome.
What else, Brandon?
I'm rock, just like this one.
I'm so speechless. I need this poster in my bedroom.
God.
You're an absolute specimen. Oh, God. That's gross, dude. Yeah, he's completely nude, and there's like a rock that's just covering his junk. Good for him. He is ripped, though.
His veins are still freaking me out, man.
He is fucking ripped.
Ugh.
Beautiful picture and a very sexy man.
Is that his only new one?
Oh, no. No, God, no. Look at this nude one. They're all nude now.
What are you two doing over there?
I'm showing Drew, our friend Jess.
Yeah.
And she's look what she's working out in. Look at her shirt.
Yeah, I know.
She's got the Mike Clark bitch shirt on.
Mike Clark shirt.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were zooming in on something.
I saw
else.
Her at the old Ye Old Saloon.
Oh, really?
Charlie and I were there. And no, actually, her girlfriend was
she's
there.
She's awesome. I love
and
Jess.
She
she's
said great. That Jess is madly pumping iron.
Yeah.
And
yeah, she's a beast.
She's a huge fan. Yeah, she sent us something when Mike died.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She's a hardworking girl.
Did you see this?
I don't know if she works out as Clayton, but.
Oh, here's a video of her.
There's Clay. Yeah, it's Clay.
These muscles, man.
There's Jess.
Jess. Wow, her voice got really deep.
Fucking 285 pounds of muscle.
Well, she's really packing on muscle.
Like she's lost weight.
Me, man. Have you ever seen this much muscle on a man?
Girl.
56-inch pecs, man. 20-inch biceps.
Is that Rick?
20-inch net. Look at these traps, man.
Traps.
This is one massive man. Look at his huge nipples, man. I just look at this muscle, man. Oh, God, it's so beautiful. Oh, God, it'd be so fucking big.
You get turned on, man?
Oh, disgusting. This fucking... Oh, God, you get off of myself. Just look at this body, man. You should see me have sex with myself.
I am worthless.
Like a rock, man. Yeah, just sex with myself, man. In front of the mirror. Watch myself fucking come all over me.
Okay. Okay, that's nice.
Get the hook.
That's nice. Thanks for that image.
To be my own fantasy, man. Yes, sir.
I am nothing without my following.
Maz is having a Mike Clark reaction.
Oh, I swear to God, it's gross.
Well, I think it's that one line at the end.
No. He just grosses me out.
He's a drag. You want to call the IRS number, Brandon?
Yeah.
This guy is in serious trouble.
Did he get called for your Arizona house again?
Yeah, I was getting calls, and I meant to tell them to call during the show so I could tell them what a POS house that is, too.
What's the story behind this IRS guy?
They're going to arrest him. He owes money.
Okay.
And I think his first name's Hugh.
Yeah.
Japanis?
It is a day old, which sometimes means that they're deactivated, but we'll give it a shot.
Yeah, it came in late yesterday, unfortunately. Hey, is that the Beatles?
Yeah.
Is that money?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. George plays a nice, raw guitar on this.
They were playing a lot of George, Best of George today. Peter Asher
Hello?
Was.
Hello? Hello?
I don't even know if it rang.
I didn't hear it ring either. Paul Benjo Hotline apparently got open there somewhere. Drew and Mike.HallFG.com.
I might have found him a customer yesterday.
David Hall?
Yeah.
Great. Make sure we get credit for the tip.
I told him.
Hoping somebody will buy a house from Scott Kunith.
Scott's in Florida right now.
Yeah, it's not even. These aren't even ringing anymore.
Oh, no. Okay. Shucks. Any other numbers we wanted to call? Easter. The Easter thing or the. We never found the porn collection guy suing his parents, did we?
No, I haven't seen him be named yet.
No, he's only named as quote unquote Charlie.
What were the other numbers we were talking about, though, Brandon?
Oh, Lord.
Remember, I sent you those stories on Friday. There's the piano, 7-year-old piano player. Who cares? But the Easter display. Oh, we talked to the lady. We talked to the neighbor. That's right. Was there one other story that you had a number for? No.
I'm not. I'll have to go through the emails of the last couple weeks.
You can call Al Fellhauer if you want.
For some reason, I thought. Why? Yeah, Al Fellhauer has
changed. He changed his profile picture.
Oh, he did?
Yes.
What is it now?
It's hotter. That's all I can say.
He looks very hot.
What is it?
You got to look at it.
What is it? I don't want to look at it.
What if he was totally made over? Would you be disillusioned?
No, I'd be happy for him.
Hold on, that's my daddy.
Why not? If he turned into Clayton Patterson?
Yeah.
He's Did happy, you get your daddy on the phone?
He's happy, I'm happy. What do I care?
It would be weird, though.
Yeah, it'd be weird, but I don't even care that much.
Because Clayton acts like he and his kids are they just get along great. He's boofooing some of their friends.
Yeah, that's where that might be where I draw the line.
Yeah, it would be a little weird.
I don't want my dad boofooing my friends.
I wouldn't dig that either. So, Kellen Winslow.
Oh, God.
Interesting. You know, this case really, there's a lot of things going on that bother me. This one bothers me a lot because he raped two much older women who were transients. He also exposed himself to a much older woman. He masturbated in front of a 77-year-old woman. He has a real problem, but he's violent. I mean, he raped two women. He also broke into the homes of a 71-year-old and an 86-year-old woman. And so, you know, all of his family and he didn't do anything. There's nothing wrong with Kelly. This is crazy. What's about $2 million? Oh, my God. Oh, we'll pay it. We got to bond him out. He has to be out. Well, this guy should not be out. Wow. He shouldn't be out. That's crazy.
Because when he was out, isn't that when he beat off to the 77-year-old?
Yeah, he beats off in front of an older woman. And additionally, he gets glasses, he shaves his beard, he grows his hair out, and he looks completely different. They're hoping, apparently they were hoping that someone would not be able to identify him.
And it's genius, genius, genius.
But the whole idea here, again, I don't understand. How can the person defending him, I don't know, I wouldn't want him out, would you?
Yeah, well, it is their son.
I understand it's their job, and I'm not going to say that, you know, no, someone obviously is going to do it, but, you know, to change his appearance.
He sounds like he needs to be in a mental home.
Well, who would think that he would go beat off in front of a 77-year-old out in Pond?
Oh, after he raped two 50-year-old transients and broke into a 71-year-old and 86-year-old's home. And then there was the woman that said she saw him coming out of the home, and if he denies it was him.
If he had the wherewithal to agree to get the makeover to fight this, you would think he'd be on his best behavior.
This is a guy I would not.
I don't know why he was even allowed bond.
He's got a screw loose. He can't help himself.
I don't feel safe. I don't feel that any older woman is safe. No. And
I'm talking about
the
defense attorney's position, though.
He knows more than we know.
I would say he would be even more concerned. Well, but, of course, everyone says, and when he gets paroled eventually, yeah. I'm sure, oh, he's no threat whatsoever. This guy's an incredible threat. And changing his appearance, come on. Now, that's just bullshit.
You know they're going to use the CTE angle.
Yes.
Maybe. They are talking about a mental incapacitation, mental impairment. But they're also trying to defend him. They're throwing anything against the wall they can to get him out.
Right.
Mental impairment. They're also saying that, no, you can't have his internet searches because apparently he likes to search for elder porn.
Yeah.
Oh, what do you know? He rapes 59-year-old, 54-year-old.
So weird.
Masturbates for 77-year-old. He likes much, much older women. Something weird's going on there. Now, if you wanted to date one, that would be different.
Well, he might want to date one.
So they're trying
to. If you want to watch the porn, that's fine.
They're trying to get the elder porn searches thrown out, saying that his two minors had access and his wife had access. It could have been them searching for elder porn.
Oh, boy.
You know,
no, nobody would believe that.
Of course not. So, you know, why don't you throw it out there during the court case and the defense can come back and say, is there anyone who has access to... But I love the way they blame his two kids for searching for elder porn and his wife.
Yeah.
That's really nice.
Throwing them under the bus.
Well, don't they all throw everyone... I mean How many times did people throw their son? Didn't Isaiah throw his son under?
Yeah,
Wayne Fonts threw his brother. I mean, people throw their people under.
R. Kelly threw his brother. Yeah. I don't know how you do it. I don't get it. Casey Anthony said her father killed her 3-year-old.
Well, think about the kind of people committing the crime.
He also said
narcissists.
Well, yeah, true. But in Casey Anthony's case, she also said that he molested her.
Yeah.
No evidence of it whatsoever. You wouldn't doubt that he molested her?
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it.
Why would you doubt that?
Just the way she's been. Look what she turned out.
There's no evidence she never said a word to anyone. There's no evidence he's ever molested anyone.
I'm just saying there's a good chance of it. Look at the way she turned out. She's a whack job.
That's because of her mother. Her mother gave
her
everything. No, I'm not. Her father is the one who the two parents had a terrible time because the father was saying, "You are being conned by your daughter. She's lying. She's lying, 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 lying." And the mother said, "No, no, no." And she would defend her and get in huge fights with the father. And this went on while she was in jail, too, because the mother was originally said that the car smelled like death, that she opened the trunk and she smelled a dead body in the car Casey had. And then she said, "Oh, no, it was old pizza boxes." And she was a defense witness in the trial, but she's the one that called 911 and said, "I haven't seen my granddaughter in a month. My daughter doesn't know where she is. And the trunk of her car smells like death." He's a police officer. He knew she was a fucking liar. And he also knew that there was a dead something in that car because he smelled it. He and the guy from the, I believe it was a gas station that was storing the car. I mean, they recoiled when they opened it. It was so bad. So yeah, she never claimed anything even remotely like child abuse until the actual trial.
Until her dad kind of went that way on her.
Well, my personal opinion is that she killed her daughter.
Well, yeah. She's part of it.
Can you imagine,
if your child
is gone for a month and you don't tell anybody? You don't tell the police?
That's not sane behavior. I mean,
she's found not guilty. I honestly, I don't know how that happened. For the life of me, I cannot imagine how that happened. But the jury said, well, it could have been the dad.
God help him.
He might have done it. So let's let her off. And so she's out there having a ball.
Yeah, but how long did it take her before she reported? It was her mom first, right? Before she did?
Her mom called 911. She would have never reported it. She was living with her boyfriend, who didn't want kids, by the way.
That should be the wrap right there. That's a wrap.
Seemed easy to me. The other lawyer I'm not crazy about is the one working the genital mutilation case because they're celebrating the fact that the state law is unconstitutional. And so part of the charges are gone. So the doctor may get off. And so the lawyer was saying, hey, it's definitely something to celebrate. We don't have far to go. So I guess this means why didn't they celebrate by genitally mutilating some girls?
Yeah.
Why not get some 7-8-year-olds and go for it?
Yeah.
No doctoring.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's not mutilation. They're just removing a membrane. Yeah, well, touching a child's genitals for no medical reason whatsoever, I thought that was child abuse. That was my understanding. A 7-year-old, an 8-year-old, a 9-year-old. By the way, the girls seem to have a different view of it when they grow up. They say that it really, really, really hurt, and also that it can impact their ability to experience pleasure, which, by the way, is the idea.
Yeah, that's why they
do it. Oh, I'm sorry, it's just a membrane. So. Wow. If it's just a membrane, then why do they have to do it?
Wow. Just a membrane, then just leave it. Yeah.
Wow, I just can't.
No big deal.
I can't wrap my head around these things.
Yeah, so the lawyer said, yeah, time to celebrate.
Great, good for them.
Big victory. Whatever. Big victory. So why don't you take your child, maybe you have a daughter or a friend's daughter you can take to get genitally mutilated too, since it's such a victory. I mean, that just, I don't know, I can't believe that. First of all, I can't believe all those people raised all that money to bond out the doctor.
Yeah.
And they are protesting in front of the court. It's a sect. It's a Muslim sect.
What the?
I can't remember the name, but it's an offshoot. And they believe that this is an important rite of passage mm-hmm. for young girls.
What a sin.
They called it female circumcision.
Yeah.
What a sin.
Why do they do it when they're 9? If it's...
Yeah, why not when they're babies? Nine?
What's that all about?
It's crazy.
Oh, my God.
I know. That was... Oh, boy. That was a lot to
very
take in.
Disturbing pictures online
yeah.
of it, too.
Yeah, don't even look at them.
Oh, my God.
No way in hell.
Well, yeah, let's celebrate, though. It's a big victory, so...
Congratulations,
some
9-year-olds.
Let's do it again. Sounds like fun. Why they sneak into a clinic at night, by the way?
Exactly.
If it's so, if it's such
under
a great
the cover
thing,
of darkness,
why they
yeah.
sneaking around?
Well, now they don't have to. Now it's part of their religious freedom.
So anyway, I might as well complete the lawyer triad with Michael Avenatti. What God, what a mess this guy is. I don't know how much people are reading about it, but I've been reading virtually anything I can, and Michael Avenatti, this guy loves to spend money.
Oh, yeah.
He's got a huge lifestyle. He's got this racing team
yep.
that plane. He supports that's incredibly expensive.
His rented Ferraris.
And so he pays no taxes, makes $18 million, doesn't pay any taxes, doesn't even file taxes.
How do you get away with that?
I don't know.
I don't understand how you... I mean, it's pretty amazing. I admire his gravitas to not file taxes or pay any taxes.
Well, not only...
But it's going to catch up to you.
Was he not paying taxes? He was winning judgments for people. He does some things very well.
Mm-hmm.
He wins a judgment of $1.5 million for one person. He wins a $4 million judgment for a paraplegic. And he keeps the judgment and tells both those people that, oh, it's crazy. It hasn't come in yet. I'll loan you a little money.
It's clear he just
feels...
He
spends the money on his racing team, his private jet.
Oh, his coffee company, too.
His coffee company. Yeah, I mean, this guy is he's just a spending machine.
It's clear he's one of those guys that feels he's above these little people, so he can take advantage of them.
Yeah, the...
Like
the
paraplegic or the guy who won the $4 million judgment for?
The paraplegic case, that is the $4 million
that
one.
Is, okay.
That guy is living in squalor.
Yeah.
He won a $4 million judgment, and he's living in squalor because Avenatti's sending him $1,000 a month, saying, acting like he's a great guy. Hey, I'm going to front you some money because the judgment hasn't come in yet. Meanwhile, he's blown the judgment out his ass.
Yep.
I know. Can you believe what an asshole? This guy is living in squalor. He's barely getting by on $1,000 a month.
He probably thinks, who is he going to complain to? No one's going to believe him. I'm the rich attorney. I'm the rich lawyer. No one's going to believe Mr. Squalor.
So the day it becomes clear what the charges are, which this is one of the worst charges, is that he's ripped off a paraplegic of $4 million, and he's sending him a grand a month acting like he's a hero. So the charges are made known. Avenatti, what does he do? He runs to the paraplegic, the one he screwed out of $4 million, and he writes a statement up. I just want to say that Michael Avenatti is the most honest, ethical attorney. He's done a fabulous job for me, and he signs it.
Yeah.
Does he give him an extra $1,000?
And Avenatti tweets it out.
Does he give him an extra $1,000 at that point?
Great question, Maz.
I mean, he has an extra $1,000. Just sign this.
Probably.
Yeah, he probably. That's he how should've. He probably did
he
it.
Should have.
That's
he
how
did.
He probably did it. How does he get the money instead of the guy? How does he get?
Because they send the judgment to him, apparently.
I don't know.
I don't know why.
Well, he gets a third of it, I suppose. Yeah. He gets some
great
of it.
Lawyer.
Yeah, great lawyer.
Yeah, but usually it's doesn't the client pay the attorney's fees?
I guess the lawyer does send the check.
He just set it up that way.
Yeah, I guess the lawyer sends the check, the remaining balance, to the guy that wins. I guess that's how you do it. But how does he cash the guy's check? It's got his name on it.
I have no idea, but he apparently did. And I mean, he's Michael Avenatti. He can talk anyone into anything, apparently.
I guess so.
So anyway, among the things we've been waiting for is the fact that Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram spring sales event is going on. If you're wondering what all the excitement is about, during the spring sales event, you can lease a 19 Ram Bighorn 4x4 as low as $166 a month. You can lease a new loaded 19 Jeep Compass as low as $198 a month. Or if you want to move the whole family around in total luxury, lease a new 19 Chrysler Pacifica for $292 a month. Plus, last month's employee pricing for everyone was such a smashing success that our friends at Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram decided to do it again. So while supplies last, get employee pricing on all new 18 Jeep Wranglers in stock. Nobody else is doing that for you. See details and surf their massive inventory at dealsinthed.com. Is Dr. Yellow off today?
No, he should be in there.
Should be? Okay, I must have missed it.
Because there's a new read for him.
I know. I was excited about that.
What are you looking at, Tom?
The Reef, Mesa.
Wait!
At Twitter.
I can read it.
Anything good on Twitter?
Tacitus has hit the Derby. He's at the Churchill Downs. He's in a stall.
Boy. Good, before he dies.
No, he's one of he's going to be one of the favorites.
Nice to complete his one bucket list before they have to shoot him. Horse's bucket list. Run a race before I get murdered at age 3.
I seriously thought that they shot them to save on the food and all the maintenance and stuff. I thought that was why they shot him. Like, he's not making money anymore.
Horse health care is expensive, Drew.
So what do horses do in the wild when they can't run, they get injured?
They kill each other.
Yeah, I guess.
Does someone come out there, let someone go around and shoot them?
I'm not sure, Drew. It's just nature. It's nature.
So they don't heal? They just die?
I don't know.
On their own?
I haven't really gone out into the wild. I couldn't tell you. I've only been to a racetrack.
I just thought the shooting them seemed like a pretty
strong
response to an injury.
Well, you know.
But I hadn't heard your talking points that, that they can't stop running, and therefore, if they can't run, you have to shoot them.
Yeah.
Great sport. Give me a chance to think about this.
Okay, come up with some more talking points.
I will.
The Aldo Eye Center, who've been sponsoring us for 15 months, they're sponsoring the entire Red Shovel Network.
Yay.
What? This is incredible. Dr. Yaldo says he's been privileged to have given custom LASIK and multifocal lens implants to so many great Drew and Mike listeners. He wants to support Charlie LaDuff, No BS News, The Soul of Detroit, ML Elric, recording tonight, by the way, and No Filter Sports with Eli, Denny, and Bob, the entire network. We're hoping we can get a couple more people like this. Dr. Yaldo is the leading LASIK surgeon with
over
30,000 procedures performed. His CAT system. Are you ready to have the interview about your new show, by the way?
Yeah, anytime.
Anytime, but you weren't ready last week.
I'm ready now.
Really?
Yeah. Oh,
whoa,
right.
This is breaking news. Brandon, Red Shovel Network, breaking news.
Hey, this right here is some breaking news from the Red Shovel Network. And shit.
Yeah, we'll get to that in just a minute. But first, the CAT system is the world's most advanced multivocal implants, the Rolls-Royce answer for people 50-plus that want to eliminate reading glasses and get 20/20 distance vision for life. Trudy, who loves how LASIK changed her life, is also sponsored by Dr. Yaldo on wheels. So not only the whole network, but WLLZ. How about that? In life, you look for what works, whether it's custom LASIK, the remarkable multifocal implants, or getting great designer frames from Dr. Yaldo's optical department. Hey, any of these would be great. If it's worked for you, it has worked for you. Get a free evaluation to celebrate his belief in the Red Shovel Network. Get up to half off custom LASIK till May 15th. Wow.
How about that?
Call 1-800-398-EYES, 1-800-398-EYES, or go to yaldoeyecenter.com. Are you using this period to get ready for your interview?
No, I'm prepared.
I'm prepared.
Just sitting right here waiting for you.
How about that?
Why am I skeptical?
I have no skills. I bring nothing to the table. I have no job qualifications. I could never work a normal job. I'm not work material.
Uh-huh.
I am nothing without my following. Mm-hmm.
Would you feel that way, Maz, if you lost your following?
No, I would not.
You would not, okay.
I have Abby. I got Lily, Abby, and Maddie.
That's true. And Kathy.
And Kathy. Yeah. Sometimes.
Sometimes?
No, I said what? I didn't
Abby.
That.
I didn't hear that.
What? Say that.
Something happened. What? What?
What? Say that.
Should there be a break inserted?
Lily.
Over the past few decades,
Charlotte,
were you goofing off and not paying attention to your financial future? Maybe you worked. Maybe your wife worked. Maybe
I have no skills.
You were so busy just having fun and popping kids out that you didn't take a look at some of the things that you need to do for your financial future. Maybe you're in a 401k and you haven't really even looked at what you elected to invest in 15 years. A lot of people like that, too.
That's me.
If you don't have a plan, Maz, maybe you want to call Luke Nowacki's
team. I have no
team.
Plan.
No. You need to talk to Luke.
I know. At least.
248-663-4748. They would love to help you out with that. Security Investment Advisory Services offered through Royal Lynch Associates Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC, Royal Lynch Associates Incorporated, separately owned, and other entities, and or marketing names, products, and services referenced here are independent of the Royal Lynch Associates Incorporated. Okay, for the Maz interview, I'd like to have... Maybe Mark and Brandon. I was just going to take a quick break. Could you guys do a pre-interview?
Sure,
absolutely.
And that way,
I don't know if I'm. I don't know if I'm comfortable talking to them. I thought it was just going to be you
well,
and me.
Hopefully, they can winnow down what the show's all about,
all right.
And I can come in and close
fine.
It.
That's fine.
Instead of
how you executive?
Yeah, I'm an executive. My valuable network time is limited.
I get it.
And I need some coffee too.
All right.
Do you have your headshot and resume
or Coke?
Yeah.
Do you have your tape?
I can probably find some stuff.
Doesn't sound like you're too prepared.
Tom, what's your worst quality?
My worst quality is I'm too nice.
Okay.
Yeah, that's true. Is this now what position are you applying for?
Just whatever you got.
Whatever you got? No, focus. You gotta, are you talking about joining No Filter, or are you trying to get your own spinoff show?
I'd like to get on No Filter and get maybe a spinoff, maybe get an extra day with you guys.
So you're aiming for both? Maybe you're aiming for three things now?
I was hoping, you know, not hoping. I was figuring maybe Trudy's maybe slowing down by now. You know, she's got these two jobs, balancing a lot of stuff.
So it's not because you're good. It's because Trudy's tired.
Well, I'm good.
That's not the right way to sell yourself.
I'm good and she's tired.
Tom, using the star method.
That's not the right way to sell yourself.
Okay.
Using the star method, describe a tough period in your career.
I don't understand what you mean. The question. Can you repeat the question?
You've never entered the star method, huh? It sucks. Forget about it. How about this
one? Tell me about the star method. I'm interested.
It's like situational task, action, and result. It's stupid.
Hell
don't worry
that?
About it. Yeah. You've never had to do that? It's the worst thing ever.
I
when
can
you
tell
go
you the
into
worst
a...
time of my career was when we got booted off 105.1.
That was the worst moment of your career?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because there was no need for that.
What do you mean?
There was no need. That should not have happened.
But that station was doing terrible.
That's because they didn't have the right people running it, and they didn't give it enough time to breathe, and the fucking station was getting sold.
I agree.
All right, so we were a casualty of war.
You understand why they did it.
We were a casualty of war.
Sucking money out of the company.
I don't know what to
especially after Drew left.
All right, back to the interview. I got a great question for you. If you had the opportunity, what historical figure would you invite to dinner?
God.
Oh, Howard Cosell, for sure.
Howard Cosell.
If you had the opportunity to shoot one horse, who would it be?
Shoot you.
I'm not a horse.
I'm not shooting a horse. I'm sorry.
If they removed jockeys from horse racing, would you watch it? Would you still watch it?
Sure. I'd still watch it. I'd still give it a gander. Give it a run.
Tom, where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Hopefully alive.
Hopefully alive? A terrible answer.
I'm sorry.
With the number one show on the Red Shovel Network.
I know.
Say.
I'd love to have a...
Do you really have an idea for a spinoff show?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
I got a lot of ideas.
Okay.
I've been bringing them to you for how many years now, all my ideas?
You didn't bring them last job interview.
I brought, you know, all right, I'm going to save it for when the executive comes down.
Well, you don't want to run it by us?
No, I don't want
Has this pre-interview helped you one bit?
Yeah, it's getting me all the tough questions are getting
You got to focus.
Way. I'm going to focus. Go ahead. Help me out.
I think you should aim for one job. Forget the 2 days a week.
One job?
Yeah. You're applying for three at one time.
I'm hoping to get one.
So if you just throw a bunch out there, maybe you'll get one?
I'm hoping.
But don't you think you'd be spreading yourself a little thin?
Well, I would have to adjust my schedule, of course.
Would you be able to still work at your real job as Zot Ford, our main sponsor?
I would have to work, you know, via appointment and stuff like that.
Ooh. Would they be acceptable with that?
I don't know. Depends. You know, I'm still out there for Zach.
Oh, pretty good. We got a new client at the bank. We make a lot of money.
What client?
I cannot tell you. It's confidential.
Oh, come on. Why not?
No, I can't. Anyway, how is your sex life?
It's not very good. It's not very good at all.
Man, this guy's radio career is shot.
What can I tell you?
Walchek did a great piece last night.
Yeah.
We haven't talked about that yet.
I saw that. Drew and Mike were on it.
Yeah, you know, the piece was about how his fame or shame whenever he buys stuff for that segment, which I'm sure everyone's seen fame or shame. He tests a product out. He always gets it at a store that's now closing, the as seen on TV store. So he kind of did like
Where was that store, by the way?
At Great Lakes Crossing.
It did close?
Yeah, well, it's going to. I mean, he interviewed the... I thought you saw it.
I did, but I didn't know what store that was.
Did you watch the piece?
Yeah, I saw the piece. It was like...
Is this a lie, or did you just see the clip?
No, it was a grainy piece on Facebook.
Or did you just see the clip, that Brandon sent?
Yeah,
and
just the clip.
Okay,
yeah, just the clip.
You're just caught in another lie. Another that meant
nothing.
It
wasn't a lie.
Somebody sent us the brief clip that featured Drew and Mike of the segment.
Got it.
Which is what you saw.
That's all I saw.
Yeah.
I saw Drew washing windows. And Mike sitting down.
Well, you know, it's funny because I sent Walchek a text about it because he could not have picked a better clip of Drew and Mike doing something than that one. I lost it. Excuse me. Lost it a bunch of times watching it because it's just so funny. It should be queued up here. Let me back it up a little bit.
I'd love to see this whole segment.
He's going through all the celebrities that have done fame or shame on them.
Radio stars like Jay Towers.
I have my TV
Young Jay looks there.
Here. I've got the Arrow Extra Bed in a Minute. I've got a beer maker.
Holly Hutton, Chuck the Freak, and of course, Drew and Mike.
Take a look at these guys over here.
Hey, don't kill yourself.
Oh, no way. Hey, what's this clown looking at?
Hey, take a picture. It lasts longer.
And then remember...
I don't even know what they were trying out, but I remember when they did this. Did it say the year on there, Brandon?
Like 2000?
2000, okay. Mike is sitting on a bucket upside down with a cigarette in his mouth, which is perfect. And Drew's cleaning the window. I don't know why. I cannot remember the product. And Clark goes... Was this clown looking at talking about Walchek? And you could hear Drew. I don't know.
This looks like a great segment. I'm definitely going to go back and watch it.
Yeah, I thought it was really well done.
Take a look at these guys over here.
Hey, don't kill yourself.
Oh, no way. Hey, what's this clown looking at?
Hey, take a picture. It lasts longer.
It's so ridiculous.
Right.
Walchek was telling me, too, he's thinking of getting all these together and putting them on YouTube, which I think would be great. It'd be good for him to put them all out there. So.
He's already got a lot of pieces on YouTube.
Does he?
Oh, yeah. I know a buddy of mine, he'll go through and he'll binge, like, Hall of Shame.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I just don't know if, what's this one called again?
Fame or Shame.
I just don't know if the Fame or Shames are on there.
He needs to do more of them.
Now, why is the As Seen on TV going out of business?
Because they're not selling enough things, would be my guess. I don't know.
Maybe when I go to Great Lakes, too high. When I take a walk in Great Lakes, I always go in that store. Now, I guess.
Do you ever buy anything?
No.
That's why it's going out of business.
Okay. I did buy.
If anyone thinks they're going to beat me inside that mall and keep me from getting my kids' Christmas presents, they can kiss my fat vagina because I'm bringing the motherfucking pain.
It's basically your fault then for never buying anything.
I did buy a couple of those tomato plants that one time.
Huh?
Yeah, it was a new way to
what an tomato. Oh, the upside down tomato.
Yeah, the
plant?
Upside down tomato plant. They didn't do well, by the way.
I'm shocked.
They did not do well.
I'm surprised.
But Abby wanted it.
Tom, do you have any comments on Notre Dame?
I do.
Abby.
I want to wait for Drew on that because
I don't think he cares about the story.
No, he does.
He does.
He does.
Oh, okay.
I've got an angle on that story.
Which you can't even tell us now.
You been there?
No, I've never been to Paris. I've never been out of the country.
Really?
Well, yeah, I guess I've been to a couple of
Canada?
Islands. Yeah, I've been to Canada.
Mexico?
Yeah, I've been to Cancun.
That's out of the country.
Yeah, that's about it.
A couple islands, that's
out of the
country.
Yeah, that's about it. That's about
it. Aren't you due for a vacation?
I am. I'm going to wait till August because...
It's been about 3 weeks.
Well, we got some softball weekends we got to do. Oh, we got softball weekends coming up.
Oh, so, Lord. Mr. Mazaway?
Oh, yes. Hi, Drew.
He's finally ready. He does not have his headshot or his resume with
him. You can call me Maz.
What kind of show did you find out Tom wants to do?
Well, he wants to apply for three positions. I'm trying to focus him only on one.
Really? Is he a little unfocused?
Well, the one position he wanted to apply for was another day on this show. Not because he's good, but because Trudy's tired. So you shouldn't hire him because he's good.
I'm good, and she's tired.
But that's
we're good and tired.
That's how it was adjusted to.
Okay, so that was to position
work,
one.
Then it was to work on No Filter Sports, which really didn't go down that avenue because he says he has lots of things planned for a spinoff show.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'd really like to. You know me, I'm a sports guy. I think, really, I'd love to be, ideally be on a sports show.
Did you get into the pie chart? What kind of segments you want to have on the?
No, we didn't do the pie chart.
He said he had so many ideas for this new one, he had to wait for
you. Didn't say that. You kind of said that.
He said you're always coming to us with ideas.
Yeah, I'm always coming to you guys with
ideas. How many segments should I create on the pie chart?
On the clock. Yeah.
How long do you want me to go with the show?
An hour. Well,
what do you think's appropriate?
Most of the shows seem to want to go an hour.
45 minutes to an hour.
Okay.
Sweet spot.
Do an hour.
So how many segments approximately?
We'll do 4 segments.
4 segments?
Yeah.
Okay.
4 hours? Okay.
That's easy.
All equal?
No, there might be one longer one.
Okay.
Top of the hour, we'll just set it up a little bit.
Set up,
do some commercials.
Okay.
Commercials.
You got
sold.
Sponsors already. Great.
I just figured I'd use
episode ever.
I figured I'd use the commercials that we have on this show.
if it's part of the network, you do have Yaldo.
Yeah. Wow. I'm gonna talk about Zot. Zot's gonna be a big sponsor.
Oh, Zot's gonna be a big sponsor.
Oh really?
Okay.
Oh yeah.
Steve already agreed?
Yeah, he did.
Okay. I like this idea.
Yep. Okay. All the Zots. I talked to all of them.
What about content?
Thank you, Steve.
Well, we're gonna lead off with something.
Sounds like the first break's content is all spots. And they're going to lead off with something.
I mean, will you be talking about the events of the day? Will there be some theme to the show?
Well, we're going to, every day will be a different theme.
Okay.
Every day will be a different theme.
Depends. Any ideas about what, let's say you're doing the show tomorrow.
Yeah, okay, so whatever I like to watch tonight, I'll lead off with tomorrow.
Well, what's the overall theme of the show?
Excuse me? Two people are talking to me. Okay. Who should I answer?
What's the overall theme of the show, though, first?
Yeah, what's the overall theme?
It's like a show about nothing. It's like a Seinfeld show about nothing.
Isn't that kind of a ripoff?
Well, I'm a Seinfeld guy. Do you think it's a ripoff if I'm honoring him?
It's an homage.
It's an homage to Seinfeld and Larry David.
He's co-opting.
My favorite.
But can you're going to pay them a royalty?
Can you do it as well as they did it? I mean, when you try to do something that someone like that does,
I always thought, honestly, I could be as funny as Jerry and Larry. Honestly.
Really?
Yeah, because my everyday life is kind of like, it is like that. I am basically all of those characters rolled into one.
Wow.
I am. I really believe that.
Sounds kind of narcissistic.
Well,
I think you make a case for George.
Yeah, well, definitely George leads.
I got
a lot of Kramerism.
Did you do a lot of research? Because just a quick Google search shows there's a lot of podcasts called The Show About Nothing.
Well, I'm not going to name my show.
Oh, well, what's the name?
I haven't come up with that yet. I figured I'd run it by you guys and see if we can come up with something.
I like how you always have that answer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's a show about nothing. Is it?
My first guest is going to be Kenny Kramer.
Oh, Kenny Kramer.
Yeah, Kenny Kramer is going to be my first guest.
That's a good way to kick the show off.
Yep. I'm going to take his...
I'm not a racist. That's what's so insane about this.
Exactly.
The Seinfeld tour?
Yeah, I'm going to take the Seinfeld tour.
Which he gave you the complimentary passes for. Did you enjoy that?
I didn't get to go yet.
What?
I just ran out of...
It was like 4 years ago.
I ran out of time. And
too many vacations got in the way.
Ran out of time.
Wait, that would have been like 5 years ago.
No, it wasn't that long.
Well, it was on 105.1.
Oh, yeah, it was. Originally, but then we had him back on here, remember, last year?
Yeah, and he asked why you hadn't gone, I think.
Well, he said it's still available to me. So it's only been a couple of months.
Okay. So you're going to take that tour before you start the show?
Well, I'm not going to go to Jersey or New York until probably August. So I won't. I like to start the show prior to that.
I see. So the Kenny Kramer interview, well, that's interesting for an opening show, but what else, how do you fill the clock? If Kenny Kramer's not on the show, then what is the, what
this does not
the
sound
clock?
Like a radio show.
What else is on the clock?
Yeah. What else is, what's in the show? I mean, nothing would be dead air for an hour.
No, it wouldn't be dead air.
What kind of nothing are we talking about?
I'm going to have a co-host all the time with me. I'm not going to, I can't just be on my own.
Who's going to be the co-host?
Well, I was going to ask Mark one day, maybe you another day, Brandon, Joey, already agreed to it. Already agreed to it. Trudy one day.
Is that
she's too tired.
5-day-a-week show?
You know what? That's another thing I really haven't gotten into. I know a lot of guys, they're doing the 1 day, 2 days, 3 days. I'm thinking probably right in the sweet spot, One at the beginning of the week, one at the end of the week.
Oh, okay. Like No Filter Sports.
Yeah.
Oh,
you know
Monday,
what else I have?
Thursday?
Yeah. You
so
know
if
what
you
else?
Download it Friday, if you listen to it on the weekend, you got a new one immediately on Monday?
Well, yeah. For Saturday.
You space them out a little more.
Well, for Saturday, remember I was trying to talk to you for the past 3 years to do a college football show with me?
Yeah.
I figured we're going to get that going.
I know, but by the time people download it, it's old.
Well, we're gonna do it live.
On Facebook?
We're going to find different places to go. The first show's at Mesa. I already talked to them.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. Let's call Jenna. Wow. See what she said. Is that another lie that you just busted in?
I talked to Matt. Matt, that's who I talked to.
Okay. Let's call Matt and ask him.
Call Matt Riley.
Why are you lying in a job interview?
I'm not lying, sir.
You got caught in a lie while you were gone, too. A stupid little white lie.
About what?
He said he watched the Wolchek segment last night.
What?
And he didn't. He saw the clip that Brandon emailed
that's
out.
That's what I thought he meant.
I think then you need a little more focus. I'm not sure. I don't understand the show about nothing. What comprises the show about nothing besides the Kenny Kramer in the opening show?
Well, something that I watched from last night. We bring it up. Like if I watched the Batman or something like that, you bring up the episode. And
will that carry the audience?
I think the people that are going to tune in, yeah, they're going to be interested in all the old stuff.
What size audience are you looking to attract? Is this a small niche?
Yeah, I think it's like a niche audience to start, just to whet their appetite a little bit.
And he's got an audience that's fantastic.
Exactly. Exactly.
So tonight you might watch, do you know what you're going to watch tonight?
No, not yet. I haven't looked at the guide yet.
Okay.
Well, we're going to go to the game, so by the time I get home and everything, I might be too tired.
Okay, so no show tomorrow.
No show.
If there's a show scheduled tomorrow, it'd be canceled.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I can't go to the game and then do a show.
And then this college football show, that's a fourth show. Or a fourth request of the network.
I think it's a good thing. I've been asking.
Scoreboard show?
I've been asking for it for a long time. Mark, you have to back me up on this.
What time is the scoreboard show on?
Well, we're going to do it right before kickoff.
What?
Oh, it's a pregame show.
Yeah, I think pregame shows are stupid.
So you're going to compete with ESPN?
Well, what we're going to do is we're going to do the show, and then we'll just bring up like live game action during the show.
What?
Oh, you have broadcast rights?
No, we have the TV. We got the cable.
Fair use.
We'll do it live.
But
fuck it.
What if I'm at the game?
Well, I'll have you on the phone.
I'm not. What? I don't want to be on the phone when I'm at the game.
What do you mean? Is there a reporter checking
exactly
in?
Yeah, like
you could have Elric at the state game too.
That's true. I got it all.
Might have legs.
See.
But how many people are going to download a podcast while they're watching football on Saturday? Isn't that kind of weird?
See, that's the trick bag. I wanted to do it live. You know. At Mesa.
Do it live!
Do it live.
Mm.
Do it live.
It's a Bill O'Reilly for me.
And then after the game, Mark is already on site. You know what I mean? I'll go to a couple of games.
We'll
you know,
live.
I'll probably go with you a game or two. I'll probably go
we'll
with
do it
a
live.
Game or two.
Fuck it!
Have you ever talked to me after a game?
Yeah.
I think I'm rejecting this one outright.
Yeah, I don't.
I think this one's dead.
Well, you told me it had legs.
Well, I thought so, but then when you described it, the legs got really short.
Like a horse, you got to better shoot him.
All right.
Yeah, we need to shoot that show.
Hey, get out of here.
Maybe I'm not ready for this interview.
Maybe not. The show about nothing, I don't know. Last whatever show you want. So you're going to look at the TV guide at about 5 o'clock on the day before. It just doesn't sound like there's much preparation.
If he's not out and about.
I got time when I'm at Zot. I'm not always waiting on a customer.
Hmm.
I'm not.
That's okay with that.
I'm not on the clock. I'm not.
But you
okay.
haven't
I don't
watched
get paid
the show
hourly.
Yet.
It's interesting that you want to do the show from Mesa, but not from Zot.
I'll do one from Zot as well. Maybe on a Saturday. That'll be my way of working a Saturday. By the way, I'm working this Saturday.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I forgot it was the middle of the month. Six isn't that bad. You're.
It's okay
for having the first week off.
It's just okay.
But you had the first week off.
I know. Thankfully,
not bad.
Thankfully, the listeners are coming in. Much appreciated.
Okay, so I don't know about this show.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I'm not entirely sure you're ready for that interview, Maz.
I'm sorry, man.
But I have a feeling. I look at this story and I go, I'm not sure is this really of interest to people? Buying a license plate with Red Wings logo, Tigers logo, Lions logo, or Pistons logo?
For sure.
You're gonna get it
for sure. If I had my own car, yeah.
So you'll. Whose car do you? Oh, you have a Zot car.
I have a demo.
Okay.
Yeah, I would sure get one.
$35 extra.
Absolutely.
Yeah. $10 to renew
in a minute.
What team?
People would.
I love the old English D, but I'm a big Tiger fan.
Mm-hmm.
It would be between those two. a big Lions fan.
You sound excited about this.
I am. I love, you know, I love stuff.
He
like
he likes logos.
I do. I'm a logo guy.
Wow. I couldn't be less. I don't just
the
seems
old
really.
English D?
It's well, I love the old English okay, D, but on my, have on my license plate.
Yeah, you're
I
a really, season ticket holder.
I can't see getting 5/8 over having it on my license plate.
Yeah. I think I it's going to look good.
If it required no effort, if it just landed on my plate without me doing anything, I wouldn't take it off.
Well, I could work that out.
It does
for
not
you.
Require that much effort.
When you trade your car in, when I do the new plate.
You have to put the plate on.
Well, I got
to
do the new plate.
Yeah, but sometimes you have to get a new plate. I just had to get a new plate not that long ago.
What's the $35 for? Is that so they can pay the players more?
Yeah, that is the right. I think it's for the rights.
I think it is. I think it's for the charity. It's supposed allegedly for the charities, or yeah. Maybe that's a portion of the proceeds. I don't
for
know.
Sure, it's no, a portion.
The university ones. Does that money go to the university?
I think it depends on the ones you pick out. There's a Michigan alumni one, and there's a Michigan charity one.
Oh, really?
Yeah. There's a whole bunch of different ones you can get.
How do you know some? Oh,
because I do plates every day.
Okay.
Hey, did anyone follow the Jennifer Hammond
on
Fox 2 getting hammered by Andre Drummond saying he stabbed she stabbed him in the back?
Ryan Armani stood up for her really quick. That was cool.
I don't really understand what she did that was so terrible. Not that I believe him anyway.
Well, I think she just talked how bad they were.
Yeah, she asked him a question about that shitty game they played. And he was mad because, you know, he was hurting from what a shitty game they played. I think she asked him about the two technicals that got him kicked out of the game.
Well, why? How would she not ask him that?
Drew, it's ludicrous.
But my understanding
is 100% the right.
He made a joke, and she did not present it in that context, is what he's claiming.
Yeah, he said, give me more time to I got to go hit the shower early or something, which obviously was a joke.
Right. Oh, well, I would take it that way.
When she reported it.
I mean, she quoted him directly.
But there were a lot of people up in arms over that answer.
Over his answer.
Yeah, over his answer. Over, like, you know, how could he say that? You know,
why are people so up in arms? I mean, it's an obvious joke. I mean, he plays.
It's not going to change the outcome of that terrible, terrible game either.
No, but I didn't understand why he's piling on her. And I thought that his tweet, it sort of looked like he thinks, like, the University of St. Louis, that Jennifer's supposed to be his PR department.
Yeah.
And, you know. Oh, you give me nothing but good pub. Or no, I talk to you always. I mean, is that really doing a favor? I mean, first of all, basketball players, they don't really talk to people much. She's a beat. She's there. So, you know, they talk to the people that are there regularly. But, you know, when we ever tried to get people on, it was virtually impossible. We talked to him when he was a rookie, I think. Wasn't he a rookie?
Oh, yeah. We talked to him in person.
He didn't say anything.
No.
He didn't really answer any questions. He was very guarded, but... You know, generally, you don't see those guys doing a lot of that stuff.
Right.
You know, I don't know.
She's not a beat reporter. She's a Fox 2 TV reporter. So whatever the hot story is, that's where she's going to be.
Here's the original tweet.
It was a playoff.
Hammer wrote, when asked how tough it was not to be able to finish the game because of his flagrant 2, Drummond said, I got to shower early. I take that as a joke.
I do as well.
You know, obviously, he's not super excited he got a flagrant 2 and got to shower early. So his response was, see you Wednesday, Jennifer. Have that same energy. I've been good to you my whole career, and you want to turn the knife when we, as a team, is having a tough night, a rough night.
Is having a tough night?
Yeah. All good at Detroit Pistons. We aren't dead. It's only game one. Let's turn things around Wednesday.
Okay.
I don't see that as turning the knife. She quoted him what he said. And he's right. He is. Okay. You know what? The best way to clean this up is win game two, which they're not going to do, but win game two.
But wow, does he sound soft, which would be.
Well, that's always been the read on him.
Yeah. And I would agree.
Well, it's a read on a lot of athletes.
He disappears in games. I mean, that team, here's a guy who's huge. I don't know. Has he ever really put his game together? He has numbers. He always has numbers, but is he really dominating games the way you thought he would? I mean, how early did they pick him in the draft?
Oh,
first
very,
round.
Very early.
Yeah, top 10.
Was he top 10?
I think he was top 10. I think he was top 5.
I thought he was a high pick for some reason.
Yeah. But I guess
I just don't feel like this team is really going anywhere. I never did.
They're not.
And he's been around. It's not like he's a he's that young anymore. He's still young, but I mean, he's been in the league for how many years?
So, but apparently he feels like she's been attacking him because back on the 10th, she tweeted something about kudos to Johnny Cain for keeping a sense of humor and hanging in there for a less than professional post-game interview with two of the Pistons' quote-unquote leaders, meaning Reggie Jackson and Andre Drummond.
He was the 9th pick.
So he obviously is very thin-skinned about the criticism, but you know what? You're going to get called out for things for the way you act or the way you play.
Well, generally, guys who argue with assessments from the media, especially after a horrible game like that, I think you're not really thinking about what matters, which is you should be so pissed. Most guys, I mean, the best guys will say, you know what? I'd say the same thing. We suck.
Yeah, we suck.
We absolutely suck. But to suggest that somehow she twisted the knife in his back.
Yeah.
He's been in the league three, four, five, six. He's in his 7th season.
It's pretty easy. Just win the next game
without Blake.
I just can't even imagine why
might
he would make
be tougher.
A hubbub out of it.
It was an embarrassing.
Blake's not going to play. He's not going to play the entire series. Sounds like he's out for the whole thing.
Yeah.
So, outside of the sports plates, there was another story I just almost couldn't believe. I should have lumped in with the legal stuff. The janitor at Dumbaya High School in Western Michigan, who raped a 16-year-old, he was charged. Bail was $100,000. And by the way, I can't for the life of me understand what exactly is bail. Apparently, if you're R. Kelly, fans can just pay your bail. And it's no big deal. Somebody got $200 bail who's here illegally selling large quantities of heroin and cocaine. $200 bail. And he bolted. Of course he bolted. And I think that judge might have been suspended or something. I mean, it was an older gal. It was just so ridiculous.
What was she thinking?
Whoa, nobody knows. It was a Saturday. He said, oh, well, you know, you don't get that much information when you go on a Saturday. Well, then keep him in jail. It's a lot of drugs.
Absolutely.
He's here illegally. What more do you need to know? And then you see somebody like Lori Loughlin, who cheats to get her kid in college, and she gets $1 million bail.
Right.
So anyway, you can rape a 16-year-old. And by the way, the janitor at high school raping, doesn't that sound just the creepiest thing you've ever heard?
Yeah, it does. Gross.
And I mean, he was charged. He got $100,000 bail. His family raised the money and bailed him out, and he murdered her. He strangled her and murdered her.
Yep.
Wow. On bail. Mm-hmm. Wow. So where was the tether? Where was the protection for this 16-year-old? I mean, if he's going, you know what? He's not that big a concern. $100,000. Not much evidence here. I don't know. You know, it's 16-year-old. She looks pretty tough. Let him out.
What are they going to do with this piece of shit?
You got life.
Yeah.
That's it?
Well,
life.
It's
I don't
the
know.
Max
well,
here.
You could kill him, I guess. But
not here. Not in Michigan. Fuck.
So he raped the girl. Then he murdered her. Got bail and murdered her. What? How can that be allowed to happen? I don't understand it. You know, these women who are threatened, these ex-wives, ex-girlfriends, whatever, you know, these guys that it's not easy to get a restraining order. A restraining order means nothing. Did this guy, can we find out if he even got a tether? And by the way, they just cut the tethers off, don't they?
A lot of times.
Yeah. So
or slide them off.
What, they can't find something? If you can't come up with a tether that tells a girl that was raped by this guy, who's also a murderer, we find out.
I mean, did she know he was out on bail, too?
I don't know that.
I mean, it's supposed to be about protecting the victim, too.
I thought so. Everybody's so worried about the criminal.
That's an amazing low bail. Amazingly low
bail. I thought so, too. I mean, they found it. They got it. Got him out. Yeah, got to get him out. Just like Kellen Winslow. Got to get him out. Got to keep the internet searches out. Yeah, don't worry about all the women he's raping and, you know, creeping out in front of. And yeah, just grow his hair, get him some glasses, take his beard off, and maybe they won't be able to recognize him. I mean, it's just mind-boggling. And these crimes, rape of a 16-year-old, the janitor at the school.
Jesus.
I would think the school would be doing something for this girl. Somebody would do something for her. But apparently the judicial system didn't do anything for her. So, you know, if you can't come up with a tether that can protect people, then you know what? They shouldn't have bail. You just cut it off.
Yeah.
I mean, how often do you hear about that? Hey, cut off his tether, gone.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, how often do you see the attorneys get up? Oh, he's no threat to right. No threat? What are you talking about?
He's an upstanding citizen.
Oh, God, that case just sucks.
Inside Edition had a story on another creep. You want to see it real quick?
I love creeps. I love stories about creeps.
For at least 3 years.
Not really, but.
A United Airlines pilot ended up being grounded after he was spied through his hotel window, walking around his room naked. Unfortunately, the window overlooked the terminal at Denver Airport. And the next thing you know, the cops are knocking on his door.
Keep your hands where I can see them.
A United Airlines pilot is arrested in his hotel room for a shocking crime. Cops handcuff him.
You can't walk around nude in your hotel room?
So what did he do?
Sir, you're under arrest. Okay, for what?
Radio square.
Indecent exposure?
That's kind of bullshit, though, isn't it?
The pilot was standing naked at the window, talking on the phone. What he didn't realize was that passengers at the airport terminal below were watching.
Oops. I didn't even think twice, and I'm on the 10th floor.
Andrew Collins is a respected 22-year veteran with United. He says he had just woken up and was about to take a shower. Were you acting inappropriately?
Absolutely not.
Why are you standing in front of the window?
I don't even think I opened them all the way.
Like the way
did
the sun feels
on his
naked body.
There's nobody outside. The mirrored windows.
Cool. I hope it's a naked dude with a boner.
But four airline passengers waiting for their flights say they could see him standing there, stark naked.
It's about 100 yards away, 100 yards or more. What can you see from that distance?
It's huge.
We went back to the hotel with Collins' attorney, Craig Silverman.
My client was an innocent, naked man in his birthday suit.
Anyone for penis?
On the phone, taking in the view.
Collins' life was turned upside down by his arrest. He spent 2 days in jail and was suspended from United for 6 months. Jeez. Then, last month, the charges were dismissed outright.
Crazy.
Silverman, who is contemplating filing a lawsuit on the pilot's behalf, says the cops went too far.
It's not a crime to be naked in Denver.
Now Collins is fighting to get his good name back.
When you're in a hotel room, understand that is you should enjoy the same privacy as you do in your house. It was ridiculous.
Keep your hands where I can see them.
Well, the drapes are open. Why? I don't know. If you stand in front of a window nude, I think there's a reasonable assumption someone might see you.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're mirrored windows, and he's 100 yards away.
Well, could they not see him? Is that what
they said?
Saw him.
How do four people see him if they can't see him? How do they get calls about it?
And mind your own fucking business.
Well, yeah, but he's got his dick against the window.
No, you want to
give me a break? He's not whacking off.
Are you going to stand in front of your window nude?
No, I don't sleep nude.
Same difference.
He does.
He didn't sleep nude. He was getting ready to take a shower.
He was standing in front of a window on the phone.
He was going to take a shower. Yeah, he's not paying attention.
Why doesn't he close the shades?
Maybe he's looking outside to see what's going on.
Well, then why doesn't he put something on?
Because he didn't think about it. He's on the 10th floor.
How often do you go in front of a window completely nude?
I don't, but I don't give a shit if someone does. I don't.
What if your girls are walking by the window?
They'd laugh.
Okay. I'm going to take my clothes off in front of your daughters and see.
Don't whack it. Go 100 yards away, take your clothes off, and go stand on the 10th floor.
Tom's line is whacking it. You can do anything you want unless you're whacking it.
Don't whack it. Don't look at my kids. Don't talk to them.
I'm looking out the window. They're walking by.
They're the ones that made eye contact.
They're on the bottom floor. You're in a hotel room.
But you don't care anyway. You say you don't care.
I don't care. Okay. I don't give a shit.
Then they might as well be, I'm on the main floor.
Fine. Come to my house tomorrow. I'll cook you dinner. Sit in the fucking nude. I don't give a shit.
No, I'll stand in the yard when they're looking out.
That's fine.
But now you're in the yard. It's got to be. They got to go outside in the yard.
Okay, then go outside.
You got to go in and.
That's right. Fine. You want him outside? You want to be inside by the windows?
I'm surprised you're so relaxed about nudity.
I don't care.
Really?
I mean it. I really mean that.
Well, everyone can send Tom a nude pic, as long as you're not whacking.
Believe
it.
Me, I've gotten many.
Well, sounds like we can send them to the kids, too.
No, I don't want you to send my kids nude pictures.
Why? You don't care if I'm nude in front of
the
window?
All I'm doing is defending that guy.
I know, but you said
he's
I can
stretching.
Be nude. I can be nude
he's
in the
on
window.
On the phone, talking to his wife or whatever.
But I think that's stupid. Why doesn't he close the shades? He's nude. I agree. Four people, four different people.
What are you looking in people's windows for then?
Well, someone's standing nude in front of the window. If there's a nude chick standing in a window, I'm probably going to look. If someone's nude in a window, I'll probably look.
How about this scenario?
I won't call the police.
What about the people at the Sky Dome that were banging in the hotel room?
I thought that was awesome.
Well, because he wasn't whacking it.
No.
It was actually inserted.
If I was at the game and I saw that, that would have been an enjoyable thing for me to see.
There was a couple, let's see, at Coachella. It's a
good memory.
Did you see how much Ariana Grande got paid for Coachella?
How much?
Take a guess.
$5 million?
Eight.
Oh, God.
Really?
I don't know if that's money well spent. Well,
she performed within a sink, and it was such
how
a highlight.
How much did they get? $15?
Probably. $8 million?
She
died,
made that
really?
Much?
Whatever. Yeah. The girl that licked the donuts. Okay. A couple were filmed performing a sex act together in front of hundreds of festival goers and a Ferris wheel at Coachella.
Oh, man. Where's that video?
It says a clip widely shared on social media appears to show them getting busy in the transparent capsule.
Nice.
Well, it's one of the most recognizable sites of the event.
Ooh, it's a BJ.
It was shared on Instagram and Twitter by a user named Dylab Mooney.
It's a great name.
Dylab, D-Y-L-A-B-M-O-O-N-E. Are you looking for it, Brandon?
Yeah, I'll look for it.
Dylab Mooney. And, yeah, that's pretty. So is that okay, Maz, if your daughters are on the next car in the Ferris wheel?
Well, no, that's not good. Of course it's not. That's a sexual act.
What's? Well, so what? Why is she looking in their window?
Here it is. Oh, yeah. Whoa.
Wow.
Oh, she's a giver.
I don't know if I like her form.
Let me see. Hold on.
What are you talking about? You don't like that form.
Well, it's not as much up and down as she's like going into his stomach. Well,
is that a girl?
She's a giver.
I thought that was two dudes.
No, she's got a ponytail. A
oh, she does. Okay.
Good for him.
Well, he's absolutely good for him.
Yeah.
I don't want my kids seeing it, but good for him.
Why? Why are they looking in the window?
It's my drool.
Yeah, why are you looking? Why are you looking?
Well, what? It's okay to be nude, but
don't break my balls.
He's not whacking it.
Drop to your knees.
Look, it's okay for me to see it. I don't want my kids to see it.
Sound like you were into it.
I'm not into it. I'm just defending the guy. I feel bad for him.
Eventually, I get the explosion, but I suck it for a while.
You know how bad? You know how bad he's looked at now?
Oh, the pilot?
Well, I think it's a little overblown. It seems pretty dramatic, but I still don't understand why he's standing nude in front of a window. It just seems like a bad idea.
He's always going to be the nude pilot now.
It's a sunny day. He liked the way the heat felt on his penis.
He's stretching. He's talking on the phone. He's not paying attention. Perhaps.
So I had no idea that we were on Fox 2 last night. I had no earthly idea.
We already played it, but yeah.
Can I see it?
You've been on TV more. Clip. Now that you've become a network executive, you've been on TV more past month.
I know. I've definitely. I was thinking about selling the network, but the attention is overwhelming. But there's also a lot of cheap shots and criticism. You know, I only work an hour to 45 minutes a day.
Yeah.
Your misled time is, the listeners.
Time is sucked up by meandering interviews.
I just want to see jobs. The clip. Is this like a best of Hall of Shame? Or?
Yeah. Because the Made in TV store is going out of business because Tom didn't buy anything there.
How much longer do I have, by the way, to go there?
You know what? I don't know.
Oh, that store. That's right.
I've got a beer maker, Holly Hutton, Chuck the Freak, and of course, Drew and Mike.
Take a look at these guys over here.
Hey, don't kill yourself.
Oh, no way. It was just fun with the net.
Hey, take a picture. It lasts longer.
And then remember, I cut a boat in half with Les from Hardcore Pawn.
I don't know why that makes me laugh so hard.
What's Holly Hunter doing?
Over here.
Hey, don't kill yourself.
I love that Clark had a cigarette.
Like Jay Towers.
I have my TV lures here. I've got the Arrow Extra Bed in a Minute. I've got
Famer
a beer maker.
Holly Hutton. Chuck the
Freak. She was making out with a dog.
Drew and Mike.
Did Chuck really, did that club really slip out of his hands?
No, of course. It's real.
Hey, take a picture. It lasts longer.
Did you have a problem with the realistic aspect of that, where Walchek's driving by and where that camera angle really was on the old building? You can't be driving by that way because that's the parking lot.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even think about that. I haven't driven by there in a while.
Drew and Mike.
Take a look at these guys over here.
Hey, don't kill yourself.
Oh, no way. It was just fun with the net.
Hey, take a picture. It lasts longer.
And then remember.
So perfect.
I forgot that even ever ran.
I remember that.
What was the product? Was it the spray or the towel?
It wasn't the Shamu, was it?
ShamWow.
We did a couple of fame or shames.
I remember the one you did for the drill bit to pull weeds
out,
which was a piece of garbage.
It wasn't, that was
Clark
was definitely,
so mad at it.
It was shame.
Yeah.
Definitely shame. Did you guys see the photographer suing Justin Bieber?
Yeah. Paparazzo.
For jumping under his car?
I can't. First of all, it's funny with Bieber. I was so tired of him and so annoyed with him. And generally speaking, he's got like 150 million Twitter followers.
Does he really?
He does. He does. And, you know, now he started this fashion line. His wife is starting a fashion line. And we talked about this yesterday. I don't understand how are all the people that really make fashion lines, how are they competing if these celebrities are taking over all the fashion lines? I don't get it. Seems like people would be going out of business all over the place. If Kylie Jenner makes as much money as she supposedly does, and Bieber, you figure, is going to make something crazy. But
are you laughing at the video?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's driving away. There's a million paparazzi. Listen how they act when he gets out of the car because
he's a hero.
He hit one guy. Barely.
Give him some space.
Pause it for a second.
I am nothing without my following.
You just ran him over, Justin. And somebody else says, what are you doing? Okay, there are 5 million paparazzi around the car as he's trying to drive away. They're all flashing in his face. Mm-hmm. And this guy, if you saw it from the side, I don't even know how he hit the guy.
I don't either.
It looked like he stuck his foot under his tire or something. I don't understand it.
I mean, he's not really peeling out. He's just turning.
He's got those big-ass tires.
And he comes out and he tries to help this guy. But listen to these assholes.
Where are the cameras from the other side?
The cameras are still going on Bieber.
All right, you guys.
That
was great.
You guys are funny,
all
right,
buddy?
7 5 5
days.
Yeah.
Why are you driving
them
so fast?
All right,
everybody, come on.
Give me money. Somebody call an ambulance. That guy is fucking faking.
I know, I kind of think he is too. And look at the cameras just flash, 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 flash.
He's laying there thinking, how much money can I win?
But they're going on about, look, you ran him over. And they're still flashing away, flashing away, flashing away.
And he yelled at him. He said, why don't you put your cameras away?
He's permanently injured.
Let's see. I don't know.
Boo-hoo.
I think there's a clip of him on there too, isn't there? Clip of the guy in the hospital.
I can't find that.
Why are there 50 people around his truck? I mean, how stupid is this?
Everyone wants a story. Everybody wants a
story. Do people really still pay for pictures like that?
Oh, yeah. TMZ does.
I mean, a video, I guess, but maybe that's what some of them are doing.
The guy now says he's suffered permanent disabilities with emotional damages, and Bieber has to be held accountable.
Yeah, and he has to be held accountable.
However,
is there any accountability on this guy's side for a guy gets in his truck, turns on the engine,
and that guy's
and
there's in the middle
of the road. Bunch of people taking pictures of him with flashes, and this guy is in front of his tire?
Yeah.
I'm totally on Biebs here.
Yeah.
I'm with Biebs.
Not only that, I thought he was classy about it. He's trying to help the guy. He couldn't have been nicer. He stopped.
He's been depressed. I mean, come on now.
Yeah, he probably cried over it.
I think, from what I've read about him, he seems to me like a guy. He's been famous since he was 15. Yeah. I mean, ridiculous, crazy social media famous. And I think it wore on him. Like, I can't go anywhere. I can't do anything. And I think
it is unreal.
Yeah, I think he is. He does sound like he was depressed. Like, is this really
guy.
I want to do? Well, I think he felt really bad about it.
Now, as a bulging disc between my L4 and my L5,
this is a new
my spinal cord, right on my lumbar vertebra.
I haven't seen this soft side of you.
No, I don't mean to be soft. Don't get me wrong.
Why couldn't you be soft before when you were doing the interview?
The interview? Well, because I'm concerned about the network.
Okay. Just checking.
I just don't want to get fluff on the network.
I get it. So,
an unplanned, unprepared show.
Got it.
With no concept.
Hmm. Okay.
I'm still not sure what the concept is.
Still working on it.
Because I thought you were going to tell me it was a sports show.
Well, I want to be on Eli's show.
But you don't want to start your own sports show?
No, you can only do one sports show on your network, sports radio. You don't like sports radio.
Really a rule. I mean, we're just looking for shows that do well. Good shows.
Be careful. You might file with the EEOC.
Mark.
What? See if you can winnow that down to a more...
I will.
Presentable.
So you said last week.
I know. Well, you said you were prepared, Maz.
I thought I was.
How much time did you spend on it?
Not a heck of a lot.
Did you say not a heck of a lot?
Yeah, not a heck of a lot.
All right. Is there This Week in Soft Rock still alive?
I got a little something here, yeah. A little new, kind of like almost a new segment almost.
What?
Oh, did you run it by...
No, I haven't run
host of the show?
I haven't run it by the executive yet.
All right, well, here's a new interview with the host of the show, Drew. Okay. You want to run this bit idea by him?
Yeah, we'll do it as we do it. As we do it. It's going to be soft rock and then maybe a little something at the end.
Okay, I hope this works.
I think Brandon has a little something for me, too.
Dubious.
To help me out.
Well, I got that 5/8 feeling. So please, Tom, tell us what happened today in soft rock.
All right, we're going to start back in 1965 this week, April 17th. This is breaking Red Shovel Network news, by the way.
What?
This? Hey, just right here, some breaking news from the Red Shovel Network. And shit.
RCA and Learjet Corporation announced the development of the combination 8-track tape player and car radio that will become... available in next fall's new cars.
Ooh. Is 65?
Yeah.
Really? There were 8-tracks in 66?
Yep.
I didn't know that.
Wait, what's
I thought
the connection
it was
later. To the network?
What do you mean, what's the connection?
I don't know. I feel like I missed something.
I think he was saying it was breaking. It would have been breaking Red Shovel news.
Yeah.
It was so huge. The 8-track. Invention of the 8-track.
Okay. Next on No BS News with Charlie LaDuff, maybe.
Possibly.
Possibly. All right. We move to 1970 now. Paul McCartney releasing his first solo album.
McCartney.
Officially ending his days with the Beatles just as the group's single, Blank, reached number one in America.
Along the Winding Road?
No.
Let It Be.
Let It Be.
Damn.
Nice. You were right there.
Well, I thought you didn't say the last single.
No. we'll keep it with the Beatles. 1971, Drew, you're going to love this. All four former Beatles have solo singles on the UK chart.
Yeah.
Paul McCartney's got Another Day. Ringo Starr has It Don't Come Easy. John Lennon, Power to the People. And George Harrison with
My Sweet Lord.
My Sweet
Lord.
Yeah. Name one other band that's done that.
And also off All Things Must Pass, What Is Life? Not long after that. That was a big hit.
Nice. Of course it was.
Who cares?
Okay.
Where are the punchlines?
I'm just giving it right now.
Don't worry. Is Matt Jennings distancing himself?
I'm so confused as to what has happened to the segment.
Be more funny.
I'm just giving you
you're going to have to go sit with the program director and go over this tape.
Is it possible
that There's nothing funny about that.
Is it possible Matt Jennings has distanced himself from soft rock?
No, it's not.
No, it isn't?
No.
Okay.
No. If anything, we're going to...
Everybody still awake?
We're going to try to pick it up here.
Okay.
There's one more soft rock, and then I'm going to get into the new segment.
Oh, nobody cares.
Okay, 1998, and unfortunately, Linda Eastman McCartney passes away while vacationing with her family near Tucson, Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
Diagnosed with breast cancer 3 years earlier, Paul was at her bedside speaking to her as she passed.
Whoa.
Is there a punchline?
No, I just wanted to let you know what was that. Now I want another chance.
Oh, my God.
That's not funny!
This is really my interview...
What?
For you. I'd like to...
Boring.
Why did we spend all that time on the other interviews?
I didn't... See, I should have just
Boring.
Waited. I should have waited to the end. I should have. I just want one more chance to pitch an idea here. Every week, I'm going to bring you a new segment to prove I'm podcast worthy.
Wow.
All right.
This segment?
I brought you my patent-pending reel of segments.
I've been bored all morning.
There's going to be a lot of segments.
Brandon, I'm going to spin the wheel and do whatever segment it lands on. Okay? We're going to spin the wheel. The segment's going to be my audition for the new podcast. I've been working on this.
terrible wheel.
What a strange way to do this.
A terrible wheel.
Well, we come up with the title for the show. We think it's going to be the American Maz Stand Variety Show. Maz Stand Variety Show. You know, American Bandstand, American Maz Stand.
Oh, American Maz Stand. Wait, is that what the arrow landed on?
That's going to be the name of the show. It's a variety show.
What was the arrow going around for?
Because we're going to pick. Well, he spun the wheel before I was ready.
Oh, I see.
Why were these your segments when you had your job interview?
Because I wasn't ready.
Wait, did you come up with this during the show?
Pardon?
You came up with this during the show?
Yeah, during the show.
Really?
Yep. That's why all these things I write down.
Sure, how well thought out that is.
I'm a spur of the moment guy.
Okay, so
what time was this email sent?
So I'm going to spin my patent-pending wheel of segments now, Brandon.
I'm allowed to right now.
Please.
Can you get a different wheel?
Can you spin it? Uh-oh. Here it comes. Oh, it looks like we're doing this segment. Are you ready, guys?
What segment
is it? You're involved in this. You guys are involved.
Who gives a fuck?
Don't look disgusted.
Oh, boy.
We're doing children's book or porno.
Porno.
No. I'm going to give you a name. I'm going to give you the name, and you're going to tell me if it's a children's book or if it's porno.
Okay.
I don't play that game.
Okay? We're going to keep track to see who wins. Okay?
Okay.
I'm
ready.
You don't look like you like this.
No, no, I've heard. I like the concept. I do.
It's good.
Yeah, I just heard. Let's see. It was Lenny Dykstra quote. This Howard Stern was doing it. It was Lenny Dykstra quote, and it was either.
Oh, shit.
I can't remember what it was. It was two things, though, but it was funny.
Well, Howard probably listened in when Matt and I were doing this.
You listen to Future Audio?
When did you guys do it?
Okay.
We did it a couple of weeks ago, right before Howard did it.
Where at?
Anyway.
It wasn't children's book.
No, it wasn't.
It was you know what it was? It was Oscar speech or porn movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is kind of like that.
Yeah.
Children's book or porno. Here we go. The first one, guys. Who cares about elderly people? Children's book or porno?
It's a children's book.
That is correct. So one for you guys. Next one. The Night Dad Went to Jail.
That's probably a children's book.
The Night Dad Went to Jail.
It's a children's book.
I'm going to say that's a porno.
I'll say it's a porno, too.
Okay, Mark, what do you guess?
Children's book.
Mark is correct. So you guys lost that one.
Are all of them children's books?
No, I didn't say this. Okay. Please listen.
All right.
Okay, our next one is.
He's really taking command.
Our next one is Invisible Dick.
Porno.
Invisible Dick.
I'll say children's book.
Yeah.
So lie.
You guys are all going with children's
books? Yes.
Yeah. It is a children's book.
Oh, all the answers are children's books.
Okay, here we go. Missionary position impossible.
Gee, porno. I wonder.
I'm going porno.
Okay.
Porno.
All right. That wasn't a very good one.
It doesn't sound like it would be a children's book.
Okay, here's one. Sheepless in Montana. Children's book or porno?
Porno. No. Sheepless?
Yeah. Sheepless in Montana.
That doesn't make any sense as a porno. It's got to be a children's book.
I'll say
children's book.
It's a porno.
Sheepless in Montana?
Yeah.
Like
here we go.
Dumb porno.
Ace Ventura, Pet My Rectum.
children's book, clearly.
Okay,
you guys. It's going to be a porno.
You guys got that one. It's a porno. Add Mama to the Train. Porno or children's book?
Porno.
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 Correct. Here we go. Uncle Fuck. Porno or children's book?
Porno.
Correct. Little Monkey's Peeing Circus.
What?
Little Monkey's Peeing Circus. Children's book or porno?
It's going to be a children's book.
Mark?
A children's book.
You're not playing, Mark. You're not playing. You're not paying attention.
Yeah, I am.
Brandon.
It's a children's book.
Did you just look it up?
Throw Mark out of the
Mark
game.
Brandon looked it up.
No, I was queuing. So I'm actually queuing up a new porn that came out that I wanted to tell
Little
you guys
Monkey's
about.
Peeing Circus is a children's book. How about Daddy and Me?
Daddy and Me?
This is a trick.
That's going to be a children's book.
It's both.
It's both.
It's
both.
Okay,
trick question.
And finally, this is the last one. Guys, just pay attention to this last one. Gushing Whores Pool Party Cum Dungeons Part 2.
Young adult.
Children's book or porno?
It's a young adult book.
I'm going to say it's a porno.
It's a children's book.
What's it called again?
Gushing Whores Pool Party
Gushing
Cum
Whores?
Dungeon Part 2.
It's not.
Wait, how many
Part 2?
Parents buy that book for their children with the title Gushing Whores?
Oh, you look it up. I'm just telling you what it is.
How many copies did it sell?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I'm not sure. So that's it for this week. I hope the audition went good.
Okay.
There is a new porn parody out, and perfect timing. You want to hit play on that trailer, Brandon? The Game of Thrones porn parody, appropriately titled...
The ice wall looks sticky, redhead lady crow.
That's because it's covered in semen, Hormund. That's why they call it the Peach and North Wall.
This is Game of Bones 2, Winter Came Everywhere. Wow.
You know nothing, John Blow.
I do.
Big Finger, is this the dildo you used to kill my father? Areola saw you do it, and Brandrob saw you do it. And he's a creepy psychic birdman now.
I remember hearing about the Mad King promising its followers that the wildlings would pay for this wall.
And it quickly became a symbol for White Walker nationalism. Isn't my dragon beautiful?
In a Kardashian kind of way. Yeah, I guess.
Areola's disguise as a dildo?
I am everyone.
Oh, Sparrow shit! What kind of medieval Jordan Peele movie is this?
Wester Us. I'm going to be part of one of the other many plots you may have invested all your emotions in.
Are you guys pumped to watch soon Game of Bones?
Not really.
I like the redhead though.
Terrible is it?
I've heard the white wankers have broken through the wall.
Holy dragon ball!
Winter's coming?
Winter has come everywhere.
Can people actually buy this and watch it?
Before my sister stabs you in the dick.
Oh, right, oh, Podrick!
People think that we are related.
Because it's in the books and in the TV show.
But this is a porno, so you cannot be my nephew. You have to be my stepdad.
The voices are annoying me as hell.
Or pizza guy. Or busty MILF teacher.
And every character in this version, 18.
Isn't that awful?
Terrible. Wow.
Brandon, what did you think of the first episode? I know you were upset you were not here yesterday to defend it.
Shit all over it.
Shit all over. I thought it was a little boring.
Well, they needed to.
Brandon, I don't watch the show. There's no electricity. So I didn't shit all over it.
The show was fine. They needed to set up the final season, and in order to set it up, everybody is kind of reuniting.
But couldn't they have done that in like 10 minutes?
Sure. Nobody died, but.
What, is there only five episodes left or something like that?
Yeah. I don't know why they just didn't.
They dragged that episode out.
Quite a season.
I want to know how the story ends.
Did you see the prop bets the people were making?
On Game of Thrones?
Yeah.
No. I know Brandon made a bunch.
I made a bunch of them.
There was the first person to speak.
Oh.
And the bookie got nailed because DirecTV aired it by accident 4 hours early.
Oh, they did?
So people saw who spoke first and then bet on it.
Oh, that's awesome.
Was it Varys?
Nice. Yeah, pretty brutal.
Huh.
I put a bunch of bets in on who would live and who would be dead by the end of the season.
Daenerys?
I did not bet on her because I wasn't sure. Now I believe she's going to be dead. I think she's going to die.
How was the sex in the show? That's most important.
Bronn got a three-way, but it got interrupted by some old
four-way. Fight. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, four-way.
It's pretty hot.
Did you guys happen to hear about Andy Warhol did a portrait of Farrah Fawcett back in the day, and when she died, she left it to the University of Texas, her alma mater, and Ryan O'Neal went to court and actually...
Did he win?
Won. Blocked it?
He won. He did. And I think it was because Andy Warhol gave it to them. I'm not sure why he won exactly, but they valued the Warhol at $12 million.
Wow.
And...
Why does he want it?
Well, this was when she died in 2009. So anyway, now he has been quietly shopping it around for $20 million. He's trying to sell it.
What a jerk.
And he just lowered the price.
That's why he wants
it. To $18 million. Yeah, he knew it was worth a ton of money. And somebody, I guess, said, hey, you're selling the Farrah Fawcett portrait, the Warhol? And he said that... He doesn't want his adult kids to have it.
Okay, then give it to the school he wants, it was supposed to.
He wants an art collector to have it. Now, tell me that if somebody offers him $20 million, he isn't going to give it to them in a second. Yeah. He doesn't give a fuck about an art dealer.
I'm going to give it to him. He'll sell it to him.
Did they show the picture?
Yeah, it's up right there on the screen.
Nice of him not to want his adult kids to have it, too.
Well, they're kind of fucked up. They are, but
I know. I love the way this guy
stabbed a guy in the head.
Implies that, well, he also knocked out his kid's front teeth.
But
yeah, I mean, have you believe that his adult kids are just such assholes that they're not worthy of Ferris portrait.
Couldn't he donate and take a massive write-off?
Yeah, he probably could. But I think he wants the money.
Yeah.
But, you know, to imply that, I really want it to be in the hands of an art dealer or an art collector.
Yeah.
Bullshit. He wants the money.
Like the Television Hall of Fame or something. That's where it should go. Is there such a thing as the Television Hall of Fame?
It should go to where you said Warhol donated, or did Farrah donate? You said Farrah donated it to her alma mater.
She did, yeah. He should give it to the University of Texas. Yeah, wanted to give it to them.
So give it to them. Don't be a dick about it.
Really lame.
Does he have money?
No, I don't think he has a lot of money. I think he struggles. I mean, he probably has a big lifestyle. And then, I don't know if you guys are... Well, I've been following the Duggan story, of course, like everybody else. And, you know, the Inspector General, Ellen Ha, is going to investigate whether Duggan abused his authority in helping this charity make your date or gave them preferential treatment. Ellen Ha, by the way, worked for Duggan, the person, the Inspector General. So I don't know if that's such a great idea.
Doesn't seem quite...
It seems
ethical.
Like maybe someone on the outside ought to do this.
Yeah,
when does
an independent person really ever from the outside?
Maybe when nobody cares. But Make Your Date got $358,000 in city grants and benefited from a fundraising campaign that was led by... Well, it didn't really benefit, though. What they're all over is...
Those grants were passed through, though.
This whole thing came about because... Originally, Make Your Date was set up to be a private charity, but then it joined a partnership with Wayne State.
Yeah.
So we have the Hillary drop, Warriors. Yeah. So fundraising all went to the Wayne State Foundation. It didn't go to her. She doesn't make any money out of this.
Yeah.
But there's this email from Alexis Wiley.
Sounds like we've got some Wayne State Warriors here today.
This email from Alexis to Dr. Husan says she's going to introduce you to Ryan Fredericks, the chief development officer of the city.
Yeah, who's married to the Secretary of State. No, the Attorney General.
And the mayor
has Secretary of State.
Launched a large-scale fundraising effort for Make Your Date. So, but that fundraiser never happened.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm not sure why this is such a big deal.
And it sounds like they... do use city people to help these pass through grants, according to them. I don't know. I do think it was odd that he was so involved in setting up the charity.
Well, you know, I think mayors or anyone who is in a powerful position like that, they're always going to have a charity. I'm not saying there's not something fishy with Dr. Husan, but. I mean, it raised a lot of money for charity. It doesn't seem that she profited from it. It seems like it's a sincere charity. I don't know. I mean, maybe I'm giving him too much slack here. But, you know, the Detroit News did an editorial that he needs to disclose the nature of this relationship. Why does he need to I'm not sure why he has to disclose that. I mean, obviously, she's somewhat important to him. He wanted to help her.
But isn't it a bad look when he's up there saying, I'm not going to answer any more questions about that?
Yeah, I think it is a bad look.
Right or wrong, it looks like he's just trying to hide it.
Well, I think it's messy.
He's commented on it.
He really needs to get this thing settled with Bob Carmack, because every time this story comes up, the Bob Carmack backstory, you know, the video of Duggan driving outside the city. Oh, does he live outside the city? Oh, why is he at this girl's house? Why is he, driving a city car, which I guess he was on a couple of occasions, which Carmack is apparently upset about, and maybe some other people. So this stuff has to be explained every time any part of this story comes up, and it's like, this is a disaster for Mike Duggan.
If the doctor was a man and just a friend...
Yeah.
Would there be as big of a hullabaloo about it?
I don't think so.
No.
I doubt it.
I mean, sex sells.
Yeah. And plus the video alleged of him going sells. To her place all those times at odd hours. So
off his calendar.
But I don't think anyone needs to, he has to say, yes, I am, she's providing friction for my penis. I think he needs to say that. I mean, she's someone who is important to him for some reason. Does he really have to say what that is? Well, it's obviously she is. I mean,
he's
spent time with her, he's helping her with a profit.
Blah, blah, blah.
But it sounds like she's a volunteer. She doesn't make money off the off this. There is a grant involved. There was an offer to help, but it doesn't seem like that ever went anywhere. So I don't know. It's just a mess. But the Carmack part, I swear, every time I see this story on TV, they have to go back to Bob Carmack. And yeah, they ran banners and saying the mayor wants to marry her, but oh, he forgot he's married. And the mayor spent $1.5 million in tax dollars, and the video with, and they'll show the picture of the video showing on the side of the truck. And it's like, this thing is just, they've got to settle with Carmack or prosecute him or drop the charge. Do something fast. Do it. Get it done. They probably should just settle with him somehow. I don't know why this thing, Carmack has just made such a circus out of this. And every time he was doing something, I kind of went, what's the end game here? Well, the end game, in my opinion, now if you look at it, is he's just turned this into a complete circus. And every time his name comes up, this other woman comes up. So it's a fucking hassle.
When I hear Carmack, all I think of is Johnny Carson. Can't help it.
Is that a non sequitur?
Perhaps.
Why do you think of Johnny Carson?
Don't you remember he was Carmack?
Yeah, that great
bit. Carmack. Yeah. Okay. Yes.
It blew into the envelope.
Okay. It was a slightly old reference, I guess.
Sorry,
I forgot about
that. I thought you would.
I should have. I never liked the Carmack bit.
Yeah. You didn't?
No, I did not.
I thought it was funny.
I know a lot of people did. I did not.
Love that big man.
I was not.
That's another nonsense.
I wasn't a big fan of either one of them. I don't know why.
Yes.
Johnny was, for the time.
Here's Johnny.
For the time, he was great. And, you know, all the people that followed him idolized him. So he must have been doing something.
You didn't love him?
I thought he did a good job. I mean, okay. I think he did what he did. He didn't like rock and roll. They had no rock and roll on the Tonight Show. I don't know. I still can't figure out why. Why would you have rock and roll?
Maybe that wasn't his audience.
His audience was everyone.
Yeah, that's true.
So Notre Dame, how much money they raised? $700 million
right now. Wow. It's probably up to about $1 billion now.
Some people are saying that this was the Catholic Church set it on fire to draw attention away from the pedophile priests. I don't know if that's.
There are a bunch of conspiracy theories already. That's fun.
That's got to be.
Alex Jones is perpetuating one. That's cool.
What's that one?
It was based on a tweet that was deleted 10 minutes after it was sent. A guy claiming that he had a friend who worked there that said it was deliberately started. And so he's just jumped on it.
Now, why didn't they just dump water on it from an airplane?
Well,
Trump said.
Did you see the reply?
No.
The French firefighters, they sent out one tweet yesterday explaining why. And that was the only tweet they sent out was why they didn't do it.
Okay.
Because the structure's so old and it was falling apart pretty much anyway that they wrote, water weighs a lot. It would have just, because it's wood, just smothered and destroyed the whole structure.
Hmm. Well, didn't fire destroy the whole structure pretty much?
It's surprisingly, it's a lot more standing than I ever thought it would. And I didn't know this. Did you know there really was a contingency plan that they've had in place since the revolution?
No.
Yeah, because they knew that this was eventually going to happen. So step one was to get all the people out. Step two was to get the artifacts out in a specific order. Step three was the altar. And then save whatever you can of the structure. And they adhered to it. Now, they could just be saying that now. Because
the altar survived, didn't it?
Sounds like bullshit. Because they had no way to put out the fire, apparently. That doesn't seem like much of a plan.
Yeah.
And by the way, the guy that was doing the work on it, and they
where's that guy? Where's the
young
guy?
He's 32 years old.
What the hell is he doing?
And all the quotes from her: "She's safe in our hands. Our first priority is to protect her," as in the church. And he said, "Protecting the value of history or historical sites is in my DNA."
Wait, who said this?
The guy that got the bid, the guy that was doing the scaffolding the work on the church. Because it seems that it has something to do with that.
He's a big history buff.
Well, they were using blowtorches up there because they just removed these giant statues of the 12 apostles for restoration. So you got to figure some dope with a blowtorch turned and lit up some old wood.
That was some fire.
I was telling Drew, I'm just full of insignificant facts about the whole.
I like to hear
the whole thing. Trees were planted at Versailles hundreds of years ago. In case this happened.
Really?
That's what someone claimed.
Huh.
I don't know if it's true.
Sounds good.
I want to believe that one. Because the trees originally used to build it are now no longer in France.
So they can't rebuild it?
No, they can't because they planted the trees. They planted the trees at Versailles, you know, a couple hundred years ago.
Oh, so the tree, they're going to have to go to Versailles to get. Yeah. Are there that many trees at Versailles?
Oh, yeah. So I've heard, yeah.
So what are they going to do? They're going to have to replant trees at Versailles?
After they cut these
ones
down.
Yeah, they got to start again.
The next time it lights.
Really?
Honestly, it's almost better for the place that the thing burnt down. Because now they're raising all this money. They're just going to rebuild it.
But how much do you think it's going to take?
Oh, the church is going to end up ahead, won't it? For all the money.
Well, they don't own it.
Oh, the city owns it?
The country of France owns it, and they let the church use it. The church is responsible for taking care of it and paying people to run it. But it is technically owned by the country. It is kind of funny, though, the money the church has, and how much are they donating to rebuild
it? Yeah,
the French.
I've heard of a lot of donations, but I haven't heard of any from the Catholic Church.
I know, it's crazy.
The Catholic Church, which, by the way, has more money than anyone who will donate money to that.
Yep. The French.
What is the number?
Something insane.
Well, in real estate alone, you would think the church. Yeah, and artifacts?
If you Google it, I'm sure it's a crazy number. Maz, I was surprised you didn't sit the kids down and have a family meeting about this.
No, we haven't had a chance to talk yet about it.
Why not?
I don't know, but I'm sure they got a talking to in school today about it.
But
why?
I thought that you
well,
and
it
Kathy
is Catholic. They go, you know, like one goes to a Catholic school.
But you and Kathy would want to sit down with the
we
kids.
Will once we get together as a family. We don't hardly see each other during the week.
Really? And so 24 hours go by and you don't see each other?
Well, you see. Like last night, I didn't get home till about 20 to 11.
Well, you know, you everyone's
so in you bed. Didn't see him this morning?
I saw him this morning for 10 minutes, maybe.
Oh, you talked to
trying to wake them up and trying to stay out of their way. They're getting dressed. Who don't walk in on all that kind of crap. You ever understand
you talk
what
to
I
them
go
on the
through?
Phone all the time?
I tried to. I tried to hit them up
yeah,
once in a while.
Did you have to redistribute their phones to them that you took away last night?
Yeah, once we're done with that, then they're on their own. Their phones are all charged.
How is the phone collection process going?
It's going pretty good right now. They've been behaving.
Is it a nightly? Are there any nights that you fail to collect them? Because last night you got home at 20:11, and the collection time was 9:30. Last I knew,
Kathy got them.
She did.
Yeah, she got them.
Okay,
she got them. Now Maddie's birthday is coming up Sunday, and it's supposed to be her big day for her party for her present that she's been waiting.
Oh, the Jeep.
No, that's Lily.
Oh, okay.
Maddie wants
the phone. The phone.
The phone that's been in my closet since December.
What's going on with that?
I'm hoping that it's going to be one of her gifts on Sunday.
What, you as her father, you don't have any control over
just
what she
wrap
gets?
It. I do, but you know, if Kathy oversteps again, I'm going to have to relent.
Oversteps.
Oh, boy.
Steps again.
I hope she listens.
Don't worry. The people that she works with tell her everything.
All right. Brandon, you want to get us out of here? Maz, you can read the non sequiturs over the outro.
All right. We got the NFL schedule release tomorrow.
Oh, boy.
NFL schedule release tomorrow. You know what?
The podcast. But
I thought it already was released.
No, it's officially released tomorrow. They have the release.
We know who the teams are.
Well, you're going to see the schedule. Like the Lions, you're going to see who they play every week. Monday Night Football, week one is going to be the Browns at the Jets. Two up-and-coming teams, you know. Lions will play the Bears on Thanksgiving.
Is it the anniversary of the first Monday Night Football game or something?
That is, Mark. That is
the
first one. It was. It is.
Why?
Was it Homer Jones with the long punt return that game? Joe Willie Namath threw for 300 yards in defeat.
When did it start? What year did it start? Monday night.
Was it 70 or 71?
71, I think.
70 or 71.
What is that, 48 years? It's not an anniversary.
Maybe it's.
I don't know.
Well, it was the first game. That was.
Maybe it'll be the. It's 1920, right? The season. So maybe it's 70 to 20. Maybe it's 50 years.
Could be.
Right? 2019/2020.
Well, Maz, you better hurry with your non sequiturs.
Everything else, we basically talked about. I got the license plates here. We finally got that.
Yeah.
I got Al Fellhauer's Facebook picture.
What is it?
It's just Al, his new profile pic.
It's just him by himself.
It's just him by himself.
Not the grandkids or anything.
Now, I was going to talk about the Warriors blowing a 35-point lead
that was
last
hilarious.
Night. To the Clippers.
Not a sports podcast.
I understand. But, you know, these things come to my head.
I know.
I apologize.
They're done. They're cooked.
And I'm really excited about having dinner here in a little bit at Comerica.
Champions Club.
Champions Club.
Absolutely.
Tigers and Pirates.
Tickets
Brandon
are
and I
waiting
will be
for us. Parking pass is waiting for
us. As of about 20 minutes ago, Al Rosenberg, the famous engineer, said there's about 6 people there.
Whoa. Well. Hopefully the dinner's the. I hope there's a game.
I hope there is too.
All right.
I bet my cancer.
All right. I'm hungry.
Paris is lovely and Nice sure is nice. And Marseille is charming with champagne on ice. But you stinky Frenchmen haven't a clue. you stinky Frenchman. Frog you,